Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Late at night, brave residents of this sun-soaked town who dare call out a chant three times may find themselves face-to-face with angry, glowing monsters wielding bats. Is this mystery based on the place's painful history? Can it be explained by modern science? Or is something more sinister to blame? This week's episode is The Many Lights of St. Pete.
Heart fills with dread, probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Who?
Is the premiere of Aunt Jackie.
I was literally about to say it and you beat me to it. I was going to say, well, this is where Aunt Jackie was born. Never forget how iconic Aunt Jackie was on that trip.
I just love it because you guys are like, I said, this is Florida Heather. And you're like, no. Not even that. You're a totally different person. And then I just embraced it. I was like, I was driving like an SUV that
We were driving a minivan.
I was going to say, they tried to tell us it was an SUV, but you can call a shoe a duck. It still goes on your foot.
Like, it was a minivan.
So I have a minivan.
Very comfortable ride, though, I have to say. This was the premiere of the Margaritaville Crocs.
Yes.
That you showed up to pick me up at my house for the airport. In the Margarita Crocs, and it was like resort wear, like a tropical flowy shirt that tied, but then it had tails that were like to your mid calf. It was
it went all the way.
It was a vibe,
like a cape.
Yeah. So when you were walking, it was flowing, and you had your sunglasses on. We're on our way to Tampa. Was this the one where you watched the documentary about Margaritaville on the plane?
Yeah.
And cried.
I was laughing. I was crying. You're like, are you okay? And I said, I'm having the best time.
It was a vibe. And then the airport of Tampa, my goodness, surprise.
Big ass flamingo right in the middle, 30
Huge.
Foot, at least 30 foot.
Oh my God. And I believe it was under construction. They were doing something had either happened or they were fixing it.
It's only going to get bigger.
It's growing. But we got several pictures with the flamingo.
I will share.
And enjoyed the chickens.
There was chickens roaming free. I'm glad we went on a boat ride throughout all of Tampa. And the guy was like, hey, nice Crocs. I was like, thanks, man.
That guy was awesome.
He
raced boats, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a sailboat racer. He's the one that was like, you should just get off. And we're like, no, we want to see.
Oh, that's right.
See. And he goes, no, you don't. And then it was just oil tankers. And it was like, you were right.
Well, they wanted us to transfer boats to a bigger boat that had, they kept telling us, they're like, there's a full bar on there, which they're trying to upsell. I get it. We all were just looking to cruise around the bay. So we're like, nah, just take us back. Really? Y'all don't want to get off? We're like, no, we're here. We're here.
The crux, though, he was probably like, this bitch needs a drink. Like, why don't you have a fruity drink in your hand? So I think I probably was profiled, but that's okay. It was fair.
It was, I forgot about that boat ride. That was a lot of fun.
It was a good time.
It was fun. Yeah. The chickens were wild. We was, is it Ybor? Ybor?
Yep. Ybor.
Ybor. Yeah, chickens just everywhere. You could hear them. You could see them. They were just, they were like residents.
So I saw a chicken with the most glorious plumage. It was one of the fanciest chickens I've ever seen. And it does. It says, don't dump your chickens here. These are special protected chickens for years and years. So it was a great, man. We overall, this was quite a fun trip. You'll hear all about our trip to Scientology.
Oh, what we saw.
We drove all the way to Scientology. Our trip to the actual, we went to St. Petersburg. So we landed in Tampa. We drove to St. Petersburg. You'll hear all about our trip at the actual, we go to Roser Park where the subject of today's tale takes place. We luckily didn't see any gators, but they might have seen us. We don't know.
I was shocked at the lack of gators on this trip. And I didn't stop complaining about it because I had told y'all, like, we're gonna see them everywhere. They're just walking down the street, because when I lived in South Florida, you did see them everywhere. We didn't see one gator.
I thought I'd trip on one based on what you told me, that I can't, you know, come down the street. But we did hear rustling in some bushes, and TBD if that was a mini light or if that was a creature of the swamp. I don't know.
A baby gator.
A little bit, and my Margaritaville Crocs attracted him. But overall, quite a time in Florida. And this, I love this subject, not only because we got to actually physically go to Roser Park, but we got to speak with Maggie Duffy, who's a journalist who really cataloged a lot of the information about this phenomenon. Her husband grew up in St. Pete. Her husband is one of the grown-ups who's like, I'm not fucking with that. He's like, y'all, because you're supposed to say, we'll explain it all in the episode, you know, you kind of say this certain phrase, and he's so terrified. So it was very cool that she interviewed us for, you know, talk about the show and everything. And it's really cool whenever we get to connect with people who also have covered the same thing. And she's like, why would, this is like such a niche, odd thing. And we're like, this is like so up our alley.
We had already looked at the article she had written and was referencing it, and then got to speak with her. So, and she was like, I can't believe that something so small that, you know, we grew up with is, y'all are going to talk about it. So it's very cool when locals are like super excited because something that they thought was just for them is now getting more attention.
For sure. And I like when we read about something and then you get that local perspective when traveling to a place and someone's like, oh yeah, no, that's a thing. That's absolutely a real thing. So that's, it was all, quite a trip. And, man, Aunt Jackie's going to have to make another appearance soon. Gosh. I still got my pet, whatever that thing is. I'll say pashmina. It's like a cape. It's a resort cape.
It's a tropical cape.
It's great. I've worn it one other time, was to a, I was like a pool party, and then I was packing for Florida, and I was like, okay, swim cover up or jacket. It's up to you.
Whatever you want to do with it. Yes, this was our Florida leg. So we had this one and then Orlando. So we spent quite a few days in Florida.
And it dovetails with, we just posted on Patreon the video of people presenting things. You created a PowerPoint that I'd never heard of. And the PowerPoint was, I had no idea. It was a multi-level marketing of me selling Crocs. So then I had to do a presentation that I'd never seen before. And at the end, there's a Easter egg, and it's a mention of Aunt Jackie. And so now that you've heard this, and now you go watch the video of me, people presenting things, which people said, video's great, so funny, but the best part is that you can hear Christy laughing. And I also noticed that when I was editing the video.
it's a good one. It's Tommy... You know, I'm an idea person. Tommy executes things. So I was like, we need to do this and this. But he did the Easter egg of the Aunt Jackie picture, which he was very proud of.
Oh, man. Yeah. Look at that. Well, it made it. It really did. So you want to see Aunt Jackie in person. I'll post one photo on our Instagram when we post photos. We'll include Aunt Jackie, the article, chicken, all cut when we went down to Roser Park, all of our you know, the things that we were doing while we were there. But if you want to watch the video of me doing my Croc presentation, which I had forgotten, the audience member goes, I'm gonna buy some Crocs now.
See, you already got one person under you. Now they just have to get a person, and then that person gets a person. Next thing you know, you're getting that, those truck nuts. Wasn't that what it was that you get?
It's croc nuts. Yeah, there's the definitely croc nuts.
Yep.
So it was a good time. Well, we hope you enjoy this episode. We appreciate the Tampa Improv for letting us play. And we appreciate everybody that came to the show. The vibe was great. This is the first show where we took shots on stage out of the Croc shot glass.
Yes,
so
we did.
It gets wheels off.
It does. Is this a show where I tried the trick with the Corona of putting the, or was that Boston?
No, I think it was this one.
Oh, man. You know, when have a beer and you stick a lime down in it, and then you're supposed to stick your thumb in the top of it and turn it over so the lime goes all the way to the bottom to disperse the flavor. I couldn't get the bottle back upright, and beer was just spraying all over the stage and myself. And the audience was just screaming, flip it over, flip it over. I couldn't. Heather had to help, but it was a lot of fun.
Like, it's great. Wheels off completely, but it was a super good time. And also, this is one of the subjects where we talk about, you know, the urban legend part, but then there actually is a historical element that is not a pretty historical element, but it was an important part to talk about. So we discussed that part and all kinds of fun Floridian nonsense. So you're going to love it, and just as much as we love doing it.
Yeah, it was super fun. Thanks to everyone that came out, and we hope you enjoy it.
Hello. I forgot how to get on stage. We were here earlier doing a sound check, and I just plumb forgot when we came around the corner. Hello, Tamara.
Hello,
everyone. All right. Well, you may notice our table setup's a little different. As Leanne said, we're getting Florida wild.
Getting Florida wild, baby.
Also, I have these Crocs that I need to show.
We gotta show the Crocs.
We have
you got a little
we have a
runway.
Walkway.
How nice. You
I'm
have
about
a runway.
To be in a charity fashion show for lawyers in Dallas. And
oh,
they were
you
like,
gotta wear those.
They were like, well, I said, okay, so what outfit am I gonna wear? They go, normally you just wear your own outfit. And I was like,
done and done.
All right. So, yes, these are the Margaritaville Crocs. We saw them in Boston. I didn't get them. I deeply, deeply regretted it. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Then was the best time, but at the Chicago show on the 29th was the second best time. That's where you purchased them.
I did. I pulled my phone out, and I was like, they're on eBay right now for like three times retail value. The crowd screamed. I got hyped up. I felt like you at that charity auction. I was like, go, go, go. Yep. Showed up to the house. My husband still legally contractually has to love me, despite me wearing these. And I've been wearing them the whole time we're in Florida. So.
Yeah. Oh, but you started off this before. You came over to my house Saturday in them.
I did.
I was like, you're just wearing those out? She's like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Breaking them in.
I got you. I'm nervous.
They are nice. They got little nubbins inside, so you feel like you're getting a little foot massage when you're walking around.
I have to switch them to sport mode, though, because sitting on this chair, they're going to fall off. I feel them dangling.
Sport mode, a listener told us about sport
so you
mode.
Flip
they said
the
when
top.
when you flip the thing, I don't know if that was something he made up or this is a thing in the Croc community, but when you flip the back up, you're in sport mode.
It's in the Croc community.
Go. Oh, there's a community. 1,000% there's a community. This is a subculture.
And we know there's a parrot head subculture. I watched that on the plane. I watched the documentary on the plane.
Yep.
Loved it.
We almost had a very sad story with these Crocs because moments before we were to take the stage, Heather realized the shot glass had popped off of the Crocs and she couldn't find it. And Leanne went back to the hotel.
There goes my hero.
To find the shot glass. But not before Heather called the front desk to speak to them to see if they had found it. And she talked for so long that I thought she was leaving a voicemail. And then she finally took a pause and she goes, okay, thank you. I was like, you're talking to a real person right now?
Yeah, because I had to explain. I said, hello, I'm staying at your hotel and I've lost a valuable personal item. And it's irreplaceable. These giblets only come with these shoes. You can't buy replacements. And so I was explaining, I said, it's a tiny shot glass. And she goes, you lost a piece of glass? And that's when I had to go, no, no, it's a plastic shot glass with a nubbin on the end. And then I paused and I tried not to die of shame, and I went, it's for my Crocs. And she went, ha, ha, all right. And I was like, yeah, if you don't mind. She goes, trust me, everyone will be looking for it. And I was like, I don't think they will. I think you're just saying that.
I hope you find it.
Yeah, and then she goes,
and it got Heather emotional.
It was really kind. She didn't have to be kind in that moment.
Yeah,
chose,
you know, but then our hero found it. So we have some things planned with the accoutrements that I believe they're called gibbets.
I've been calling them giblets, but that's what goes in gravy. They're gibbets. J-I-B-B-I-T-Z.
Oh, Zorro. Who wears Crocs in the audience? Do we have some Croc wears?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Croc. See, there's a community.
I'm going to call.
You've already found it.
You know, you have parrot heads. I decided we're Croc rockers.
Oh, I like that.
We rocked Crocs. Croc rockers. Yeah. Tell you, it's freeing. I went on a boat in these babies today.
We had a uncroxing video that is posted to our Patreon of Heather opening for the first time. It's very exciting.
Yeah. It was a lot to pull out of that package. They taped it real good. She wanted to make sure it was safe. Came all the way from New Jersey, which I don't think should surprise any of us that she had to Crocs for me there and sent them in. So, yeah, we've had a great time in Tampa so far.
We did. We went on a water taxi today.
We did.
Super fun. And when we got on, TJ said, well, you win the award for best shoes. So
TJ knows.
He noticed.
Game knows game.
He noticed.
He knew.
We took the water taxi from our hotel. And most people, I guess, get off at this bigger ship, but we were like, no, we're staying. And they kept telling us, are you sure? Like, oh, this isn't fun. Like, there's a bar on that other one. It's air conditioned. There's a bathroom. And Tommy looks at TJ in the face. He goes, we like it hot and boring. And it's like, you're not wrong, though. We don't have time to get off. We just want to tour around. We got to hear about TJ's racing career, sailboats.
He races sailboats. Yeah, so we were on the harbor side, and I guess the other one is like the river side. And he goes, that's the money cruise right there. People come to town for that. This one, you're not really going to see anything. And he didn't lie to us. That was true, 100% true. He was like, that's a barge.
We saw some tugboats pulling a big-ass ship. That was cool.
Yeah, we saw the place where they make boats, which is what everybody comes to Tampa mm-hmm. for. I'd like to see where your ship manufacturing location is. And they're like, shh, all right.
We saw a giant bird. And Heather goes, is that a real bird? I said, yeah, it is.
It looks
2D.
It looked flat. I don't believe that was real.
It's like, well, we're all in the Matrix.
When
so
it turned to the
not.
Side, it was like a cardboard cutout.
It was, yeah. No gators yet, but our topic tonight, one of the theories, involves the gator.
And we went out there last night. We did the trifecta because we're in Tampa here.
We had a night last night.
We got in. God bless Tommy Brown. We say that every day, all the time, for all reasons. But last night, we're like, will you drive us to St. Pete? And he's like, sure. And he just drove us across. And we're like, we're going to just like, it's technically a park, but it's late at night. And we just want to go around like a creek and like look down in a creek. And he's like, all right, yeah, okay. And that's what we did.
That's
but the problem is, with a Florida creek, I just assumed a gator was going to come out. And so every sound, every whoosh, I was going, oh, shit. Fuck, shit.
I used to live here, not here, but I lived in South Florida, and I know of rats, and they're very prominent, and I kept thinking rats were running out and getting her, so it was a chain reaction of just a lot of
screaming,
and then I finally said, I can't do this anymore, we have to leave, and then I was like, you know what's not too far? Clearwater. You know what Clearwater has? The Scientology building.
Yes.
And yes, we did go. And yes, we saw many Scientologists.
Yeah.
They were all dressed the same.
In their Sea Org outfits.
They had on blue, light blue shirts, dark blue vests. They looked brainwashed. And we all felt very sorry for them. And Heather's like, do you think we could just like pull over and talk to them? I was like, absolutely not.
No,
I do not think we should do that at all. But they were getting out and like, it was like they'd all like gone out on the town. I was like, I didn't think they were allowed to leave, but they were saying bye to each other. Like it
laughing.
Reminded me of when you would come back to your college dorm after a night out, but then you have to go, hold those cans so they know all the sins you committed while you were out.
That's the best description of Scientology. You hold cans and they know your sins.
Mm-hmm.
But you were looking at me, you go, they're all laughing and cutting up. And I was like, they look like they're having a good time. Like, what? They're in the Sea Org. Why are they laughing? And Tommy goes, they are human beings. I was like, I guess that's fair.
We forget that. Yeah.
That is fair. But we were driving and my mother can track my phone and my phone rings as we're driving down the highway. And she goes, I go, hello. And she goes, did the Scientologist get you? And I said, what? And she goes, I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone and they asked where you were. And I said, I'm going to look on my phone. And then I looked and you were in Clearwater, Florida. And I thought the Scientologists were going to get you. And I was like, we are driving to the Scientology place now. She goes, they already got you. It's like, well, we'll check in when we leave. We just circled the block. We're like, can we get out? And Tommy's like, no, we're not getting out. We're circling.
It was a very nice area. And the building, it's beautiful. If it wasn't filled with just a cult, it would be great. But it is, it's a gorgeous building though. And all things, I kept going, is this still part of it? Like, I go, where is it? And Tommy goes, we're in it. And I was like, fuck. And we were just driving around. I don't, anything could have happened. Luckily, we got out of there okay. But it did make you feel like you gotta, we got, there's, there are human beings.
Yeah, we have to rescue.
We need to reach. Yeah. But they seemed happy, at least for the moment. Who knows what happened later that night?
God, man, that's fucking dark.
I was like, we were all like, where's Shelley Miscavige? We all want to know. We all wanted to go knock on the door. We didn't know. Yeah. Well, all that to say, we saw some Scientologists. We did not see any mini lights, but that does not mean we did not try.
Being out there in the darkness and the stillness and just looking at the water, I was like, anything could come up out of that water. Yeah. Anything could, and it's probably a fucking gator. Or crocodiles, because somebody brought crocodiles in and let them loose in the Everglades. They bought them as a pet. They couldn't handle them. They let them loose. It was in the news. I'm not unhinged for worrying about crocodiles. They're as big as a Ford Focus. All right. So, I mean, you'd see it coming, I guess.
I think alligators are bigger than crocodiles.
I don't know about that.
Aren't they?
I mean, I literally don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think they are. But I think crocodiles are more vicious.
These are Nile
and
crocodiles.
And faster. And also, they can live in both fresh and salt water.
God!
Some can, yeah.
I hate it. I hate it worse.
So, yeah.
Oh, and
we did see a dolphin, though. Which at first, and Heather's like, we look like losers. We're excited about this dolphin. I go, I think anybody.
No, I was excited.
Even if you lived here, would be excited that you saw a dolphin come
up
out of the water.
I got excited and everyone laughed at me for yelling. So then I was like, I'm going to shame everyone on this trip.
It was, we just saw the fin. Could have been a shark.
The top part.
I think it was a dolphin.
It was the top part only.
Yeah, we didn't see the good parts. The bottom half. Well, we did have a fun time though, and we're going to get all into that tonight in this fun urban legend.
Oh, also, how many of you heard of the mini lights of St. Pete?
Couple.
Okay, yeah, because I go, the guy on the boat, and I said, you from Tampa? I am. Why? And I said, so have you heard of the mini lights of St. Pete? And he went, no. And I was like, oh, fuck, because we picked that topic. And I said, well, maybe it's local to the other area or whatever. And he goes, no, I know stuff around here. So, and I was like, oh, fuck, maybe this was
he
made
did
up.
Tell us about duped. The brown lights of something.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Brown mountain lights? I was like, oh, well, we're in Tampa, so that's not helpful. But thank you. I'll write it down for when we're there.
But he does race sailboats at a regatta. And we got to hear about that, which was very cool.
That's such a cool thing to drop. I'm like, so what do you do for fun? Race my sailboat called Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was called
okay,
Scorpion.
Then.
We know because we asked. That was the first question we asked him. Yeah.
He
it was a fun
was
time.
Badass.
Well, you ready to
I'm
talk
always
about
ready.
Some mini lights?
I'm always ready.
All right. Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get into it. Known as Florida's Sunshine City, St. Petersburg, Florida's motto is
always in season.
The town holds the Guinness Book of World Records title for most consecutive days of sunshine. Called St. Pete by locals, the sunny town alongside Tampa and Clearwater make up the Tampa Bay area and Suncoast region of Florida. Most consecutive days of sunshine is the most wholesome Guinness Book of World Records one could hold.
It is. It
ours is most consecutive days of heat that makes you want to throw yourself off a bridge.
I'm sure. Like triple digit heat that makes you feel
it's
like you're dying.
Miserable. It's absolutely miserable.
From
yeah,
the
but
inside.
I mean, we're not going to say the weather's great here. Y'all live here. You know, it's pretty humid.
It's damp. It's a
yeah,
damp place.
It's pretty damp. It's pretty damp. The Tampa Bay area was built up on the indigenous homelands and resources of the Seminole, Miskasuki, and Tocobaga people and their ancestors going back over 10,000 years. They populated the coastal region and relied primarily on the water for all their needs. Colonizers began arriving in 1528 on the first inland exploration of North America. By the mid-1880s, settlers began establishing homes. Two men, Peter Demons and John Constantine Williams, co-founded the town of St. Petersburg in February of 1892. The legend has it that they flipped a coin, with Demons winning and naming the place for the city in Russia where he spent most of his childhood.
Man, just flip a coin.
It's the world's oldest way to solve an argument. You can't argue with a coin.
No, the fates have told you what the answer is, and you have to accept it.
And then you just name it after a place that already has a name.
He's like, this won't be confusing at all. I'll name it after my hometown in Russia.
He could have named it after himself instead.
Dimmonsville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. St. Pete's better.
The Orange Belt Railroad brought visitors to town and jobs for the locals. Entrepreneurs set up commercial fishing ventures, and soon out-of-towners would come to visit and enjoy the 7 miles of waterfront and beautiful weather. In 1914, the Grapefruit League was established, drawing baseball teams to practice in St. Pete during the off-season.
That's a great idea. If you got good weather and you got the space, be like, hey guys, come in here, spend money, bring the baseball players, and then you compete with the Cactus League on the other side.
Oh, the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League.
I used to go to
spring training in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
As a family, we would drive down and watch spring training. Yeah, it's just open to people. You can go see it.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would pick grapefruit over cactus.
Yeah. In a battle or just in general? Because I'm picking cactus to win in a fight.
Winning in a fight, cactus. Choosing to put in my mouth, grapefruit. Weather, grapefruit.
I don't like grapefruit, so I'm going cactus on all accounts.
You can eat cactus. People
you
make
know what
them
grapefruit tastes like to me?
What?
I'm about to ruin it for you.
No, what?
It tastes like vomit. Does other people think that?
Like bile.
You think that? No, she says no. I got a table over here that agrees with
there's a grapefruit. There's grapefruit haters in the building. We like
to
hear
that's
it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny because they always tell you to eat grapefruit, and I just couldn't
get... I think it's good for you.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff's good for me that I don't do.
True.
I'm not going to do
it. If you dump a bunch of sugar over it, it's really good.
Oh, well, good to know.
But that's most things, so, yeah.
I started eating fruit, I told you. I don't like
fruit. I know.
Fruit. And I just was eating so much shit on the road, and when we went to the grocery store, I was like, I'm going to get a kiwi. And then I talked to my nutritionist in the meeting. I go, how do I eat this? And she said, you just cut it in half and go at it with a spoon. I said,
they usually give you a little tool when you buy if you buy a little package, like a snack kiwi, they'll give you a little tool to eat it with.
I got ripped off. I got a raw one out of the heaps.
Well, you're paying for the tool.
Oh, okay.
If you get the tool. But you can also just use a tiny spoon.
I just went with a kitchen spoon and it got everywhere. But it was good. It was real good.
And
but
then
yeah.
You said... I just realized I don't like apples and oranges, which is like the two most basic fruits. So you like fruit, you just don't like two of the fruits.
Yeah, I like fruit, I'm just not a basic fruit bitch.
You're not a basic bitch when it comes to your fruit.
I'm a basic bitch, but I'm not a basic fruit bitch.
Yeah, I mean, look at her shoes.
Come on now. I wear Uggs and I drink pumpkin spice lattes and I do it proudly. I think we should all do what we love and don't let anyone shame you.
We're all proud of our
basic
bitches.
So I learned from the Parrot Head documentary. This actually tonight is to indoctrinate you in the Parrot Head way of life.
Parrothead documentary, which had Heather crying on the flight.
Oh, I cried 4 or 5 times during that thing.
Jimmy Buffett is a very nice man.
He is.
For real. Right. Yeah, he does a lot for his community.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're a part of that.
Fuck, I'm going to meet JB. I call him JB now.
A place for tourism and retirement. St. Pete also plays host to artists, writers, and students who attend the local colleges and universities, including Eckerd College and Stetson University College of Law. This part of the Sunshine State is home to the Buccaneers, the Devil Rays, and the mighty Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team.
Yeah.
Congrats on your hockey team. Congrats on all of it, but especially your hockey team.
Amalie Arena.
Yes.
We saw it.
We learned that you guys have won like a lot of the past Stanley Cups. We did not know that. So congrats.
We lose a lot of Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
So we just
we
tap
won
out.
One in the 90s.
That's
early
right.
aughts. And then I don't think we've won one since.
We've been trying.
No, it was like 2005, 2007, 2008, somewhere
I
around
feel like
that.
It was around 2002 or
only
three.
We had some way to figure out the exact time.
It was like
stars.
It was 2002 or three. And if she listens, I love you. And I won't say your name, but I had a gal that I was buddies with in high school who was very obsessed with hockey. But since she was a girl, she couldn't grow her beard out like the guys. And so she refused to pluck her eyebrows while the Stars were the championship. And people would like talk shit to her. And she's like, these eyebrows are for solidarity. And I've never known a person that dedicated to their scruples and principles since that day. If you're listening, reach out.
99.
We're LinkedIn friends, but she doesn't have Facebook. It's really hard when someone's only on LinkedIn.
99.
Okay.
99 was our year. Don't worry about it.
There
90,
you go.
99. Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup.
It's another century. It's fine. We'll get one. We'll get one. Just like the Cowboys, we'll get one in this century.
Yeah.
Maybe if they trade Tom Brady to play for the Cowboys, then we'll get one in this century.
We need him to come. We need him to retire.
My father.
Come out again. And then come to the Cowboy. Oh, my God. The city would burn to the ground if that happened.
That's wild.
In July of 2022, a different kind of lightning made news. A viral video showed a family from Indiana driving through St. Petersburg. Out of nowhere, an enormous bolt of lightning struck the roof of their black Dodge Ram pickup. Thankfully, the family was safe, though their truck ended up electrified. As horrifying as the video is, it is not entirely surprising, as Florida has once again been named the lightning capital of the world.
Undefeated.
Congratulations. You guys have a lot of accolades here. Weird ones, but you got them. You have an average of 223 lightning events per square mile in 2021. But there's an even more sinister type of lightning than St. Pete locals have been discussing for nearly a century.
I don't know how all of you are not just crispy cartoon characters of people with 223.
It seems like walking to your car, you're rolling the dice.
Have y'all
every time.
Seen this video? It was like on TikTok and like the news and everything. My God. Yeah. I talked to Victoria, friend of the pod, lives in Tampa, and she was like, yeah, that just happens here. I was like, God help you.
You asked TJ if,
yes.
if his boat had ever been struck by, or no, you said, has one of these water taxis ever been struck? And he said, well, not while I was on it, but yes, they have.
I mean, it's like if you got a boat, it's going to get zapped. It's not if, it's when.
It will happen eventually. When locals tell you,
don't you go messing with the mini lights.
And warn you, the woman they call Mini Lightning, you may want to heed the warning. But in order to avoid the mini lights, you first have to know what they are and where to find them. St. Pete local Michael Alexis summed up the popular version of the legend to journalist Maggie Duffy of the Tampa Bay Times in 2016, saying,
there were these short, green creatures that would come get you if you were out past dark. They lived with a witch, and they were very strong and very fast. If you say, mini lights, come out tonight, 3 times in a row, they'll come out and get you. They use the drainage system to get around town and come and find you.
Half of this could describe my kids. So they're short creatures. They live with a witch, and they're very strong and very fast. We don't conjure them though. They're just always there. So we'd like a saying to get them to go away for a little bit, I think.
Oh my God.
Using the drainage system to get around town is very effective.
I also like it's not just to get around town. It's to get around and come and
find you.
I like a legend that is vindictive.
Yeah. No,
it's I'm going to hunt you down.
If you want to keep your kids inside and you don't want them out gallivanting around town, you tell them these things are after them.
Genius. Getting nasty down by the creek.
Like all urban legends, the story of the phenomenon called the Mini Lights of St. Pete has multiple variations. Alexis's telling is generally what residents in books about Suncoast lore consider the most consistent version of the legend. However, the details on the identity of the so-called witch, where they appear, and the lights themselves vary depending on who you ask. I'm going to plug in, so
We got to get power.
Yeah. I think I've unplugged.
I'm going to not bend over.
We're like, remember MTV Unplugged?
What a fucking
show that was.
Here's the thing. I don't like
if we unplug, then I can't read my computer. So
we
it's
do
not
need
like
that.
Kurt Cobain when he got to.
You know what was a really good MTV Unplugged? And I don't even really, it's not that I don't like them. You cannot like something without hating it, right? But I don't have like an affinity or love the band Stained.
Did you stand up to say all this?
No, I was going to get that out. And then I'm not going to lie. It felt
I
really
have
good.
Something to say.
It felt really breezy. So I'm going to do that for a minute. But they have a really good MTV Unplugged. None of you asked for this, but I'm telling you, if you want to really feel that man, he sits in a chair, he has an acoustic guitar, he's sweating it out like I am right now, and he's sweating, you feel the moisture, you feel the love come out of him, it's great. Even if you don't like Stained, or if you're neutral on Stained, like I am. I don't hate Stained, please.
Who are you talking about?
Stained, the band Stained.
The band Stained?
Yeah, they have a really good MTV Unplugged.
Oh, okay. The Nirvana Unplugged is really good,
I bet.
Too. Yeah, it's very good. Yes, that was one of the first CDs I got.
The Unplugged?
No, I guess I was in high school, so it wasn't one of the first, but I remember it very clearly.
Yes, don't forget that
one. It's a good one. In general, the mini lights are seen near Booker Creek. This waterway runs through the south side of St. Pete for the length of 3 miles and passes through Roser Park. It is named for Charles Roser, the park's founder and the inventor of the Fig Newton. Some versions of the legend put the witch who controls the Mini Lights, possibly herself named Mini Lights or Mini Lightning, as having lived in the area that became Roser Park.
Did y'all know that the Fig Newton came from Charles Roser?
Look at you guys. You've got so many NHL accolades. You've got the Lightning. You're in charge of that. And Champs. Now this, too.
Everybody's goat here because you're number one in Lightning. You have Tom Brady, which I'm sorry, Father. My dad didn't hate anything in the world more than Tom Brady, but he's goat. Like, right? He threw the fucking trophy between boats and didn't drop it in the water. That's nuts. That's nuts. You got the Tampa Bay Lightning and you got Fig Newtons. What cookie
Fig
has
Newtons
lasted?
Is what really sold me on y'all's town.
God, look what's
wrong. Honestly,
nothing
I love
has
Fig
lasted.
Newtons. They take me back to my childhood. I can bite into a Fig Newton. I'm immediately back in fourth grade.
You got seeds in it? Who?
Oh,
what other cookie
them.
Has seeds
love
in
them.
It?
Tried to get Ella on them. She didn't like them.
She'll grow
She's
into
gonna
them.
Have to learn to love them. Yeah.
You
then
grow
they got
into
the flavored
it.
Fig Newtons.
Oh, yeah, the strawberry ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Thank
all
you
good.
For your contribution to
I
society.
I like biting the sides off of Fig Newton. Because, yes, you bite the sides off first, and then you eat the rest. I'm so fucking glad everyone agrees with that.
And this is the home of the Fig Newtons.
Yeah,
and they're telling
so
you're
know
doing
how to
right.
eat a Fig Newton.
There's the right way
we're,
to eat a Fig Newton.
We're not just two yokels up here talking about Fig Newtons. We know the proper way to eat one because we're getting it from the source.
That's right. Now we know.
The most strip clubs. What an honor. We did see some place called the Players Club earlier, which sparked a Bubba Sparks joke from me. But then I thought, where is Bubba Sparks from? It's not here, is
Houston.
It?
He's from
is
Houston.
Is this the home of the great Bubba Sparks?
I thought
also?
He was from Houston, Texas.
Oh, he's from Texas? Oh, okay.
Where's Bubba Sparks from?
It'll know. The computer will know. It knows
Siri knows all.
LaGrange, Georgia. Well, I was way off.
Okay, Georgia. Well, closer than Texas. So, yeah, all right. Well, I thought maybe that's what he was talking about.
Bubba Sparks, man.
Yeah. This is the second time Bubba Sparks has been brought up in the past month at a tour show for two totally
He's
different
a king.
Reasons. But,
He's a freaking king.
You know, they say you don't truly die until someone speaks your name for the last time. So we're keeping Bubba Sparks and his career.
That'll be my last word.
Alive. Bubba Sparks.
That'll be Bubba Sparks. And I'm not
sure. As you're leaving
tell
this realm, you whisper, Bubba Sparks. So this is, in
they're
this
gonna
world,
be like,
Bubba Sparks outlived you, which
my kids.
I don't think that's happening. So.
Nah.
It seems like he plays it hard and fast. Well, Minnie owned a boarding house there. Owing to her grace and kindness, she let all manner of boarders hang their hat in her place, including railroad workers and circus performers. The neighbors didn't like this arrangement and would come by her house, screaming her name and throwing bottles or fruit at her home. When crowds would gather, two small but tough men, described variously as either two of Minnie's sons or two of her boarders, would come out with bats and chase the rowdy neighbors away.
Those are either two lovely children.
They're ride or die.
Or that is a dedicated customer that's like, I'll fuck them up before you get a bat.
Yeah.
Where's
yeah.
the bat? I'll go out there right now. Like, fuck
I told
ride
you,
or die.
My new favorite trend on TikTok right now is when the kids tell their... The parents tell their kids to go get their shoes on because they got to go fight somebody. Have y'all seen this? And every time they're like, I need you to go get your shoes on. I got to go next door and fight this mom. And she's got a little girl, so I need you to come with me. And the kids are like, okay. I mean, there's zero question. I'm like, fuck yes.
Dude.
I'm like, Ella wouldn't have my back. She'd have 1,000 questions as to why we were going to fight somebody.
What did the little girl
Simon
do?
Will. I feel like Simon
oh,
would be
yeah.
like, let's fucking roll, mom. We're there.
Pull
yeah.
his boots on, his Crocs, when I buy him Crocs.
Oh, he would look cute in Crocs.
Yeah, he would.
So I'm okay with that. They both would, honestly.
Uh-huh.
Sinisterhood will be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're both about to host Thanksgiving at our house, the time
yes.
of the holidays.
Holidays are very stressful. They're very fun. We love them. We love family and food and festivities. But with that comes stress for a lot of people. And this is the time of year where... Do a mental health check-in with yourself. See what's going on. And if you need to talk to somebody, BetterHelp is a great way to do that. And if you're out of town, like visiting family, super easy.
When I always Google, like, how to do stuff, how to host Thanksgiving, but how do you Google how to deal with the emotions that come up when someone says this thing,
right?
And there is no user manual.
No, there isn't. Life does not come with a user manual, so when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck.
Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, or becoming a parent.
Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you.
BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient and accessible anywhere, 100% online. Exactly what Christy said. If you're traveling for the holidays, when we travel for the show, went to Florida, I mean, I can check in, text, do video chats. Even when my therapist was traveling to another city, we still were able to connect, you know, still responding back and forth. So therapy is at your fingertips. It's never been easier.
As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It could not be simpler.
No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/sinister.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sinister.
Before you book any brunch, you pore over lists and lists of reviews. So why not do the same when you're booking a doctor's appointment?
With ZocDoc, you can see real, verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. After all, finding the right doctor is just as, if not more important, than finding the right plate of Eggs Benedict.
The holidays are a time where you're seeing a lot of people you haven't seen. The weather's changing. You get the sniffles. Flu's going around. Cold's going around. Don't wait. Don't suffer. Get in. Mm-hmm. See somebody. But what's great about ZocDoc is you can just do it from your phone, so you don't even have to leave. Sometimes I'm so sick, I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to get out of bed. So this is perfect.
Yeah, and we both use ZocDoc, and that's how we found our primary care docs as well as others, so we always know where to go.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them.
On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun, whether you're trying to straighten those teeth, fix an achy back, get that mole checked out, or anything else. ZocDoc has you covered.
ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivered to your house. Search, find, and book doctors with a few taps.
Find and review local doctors, read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. Now, when you walk into that doctor's office, you're all set to see someone in your network who gets you.
Go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that's right for you, and book an appointment, in person or remotely, that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and we are two of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to find and book a quality doctor.
Go to ZocDoc.com/creepy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/creepy. ZocDoc.com/creepy.
According to Erie, Florida,
Minnie Lightning has these little green men at her beck and call who live under Roser Park Bridge.
Their green color is because the men are zombies. Reanimated, yeah, twist, right? Nobody thought that was coming. Reanimated corpses who have also been painted green. So it makes sense already they were green because of the zombie, but they're going a step further just in case.
It's a hat on a hat.
It's a hat on a hat. It's a, yeah. That would allow them to blend in with the area underneath the Roser Park Bridge, which some call
the jungle,
according to Erie, Florida.
This, yeah, as you'll hear throughout our outline, when you cover an urban legend, everyone's like, this is the right one, and I'm going to tell you right now. But there's like 6 different right ones. So we got them all. This is a stew.
Which bridge were we at? We went to 2.
We were in Roser Park.
We went to Child's Hill?
Child's Park.
Child's Park. And then we went to another one, too.
And we went to Roser Park.
Child's Park. Child's Hill sounds like a very scary video game.
I'm not going to that.
Child's Park also. That also sounds kind of creepy, though. But yeah, both of them, we didn't see any.
Child's Park.
Minnie's home was eventually destroyed. It may have been by a fire, as some neighbors threw torches rather than bottles, according to Erie, Florida. It may have also been leveled in order to build the park. As a result of being removed from her home, Minnie cursed the land, and the two men who always came to her defense remained on the land to chase off anyone who may dare stick around after dark.
Ride or die, even when the building's not there anymore, they're ready.
It's hard to get one person this committed to you, but two? Yeah. Another area that may have been home to Minnie Lightning and her pair of fierce protectors is called Child's Park. Home to an indoor fitness center, athletic courts and fields, recreation trails, and a playground, the park is welcoming and inviting, especially for families with children. It was like midnight, so we didn't get out and walk around, but I think it would be good if you had kids and you was during you can go play on the playground.
There's a reason why when a real estate agent shows you a house, they turn all the lights on, because things are horrifying in the dark and every noise you hear is like, it's gonna get us.
Yeah.
So yeah, we pulled up to the park, it looks like it would be in the light lovely. But in the dark, all we saw were shadows, nooks, crannies, and
gators.
I was like,
yeah, we didn't know what was out there. Gators and rats, lizards, snakes.
Too many. There's too many things here that could crawl onto me.
Yeah. We've been looking for the snake man since we arrived.
Is he out there?
And then Heather and Leanne and I were waiting for the elevator at the hotel yesterday, and an older man took the opportunity to chat us up.
You've met him before.
Leanne and I literally turned around with my back to him. That's how little I wanted to deal with it. But Heather was like,
I'll talk to anybody.
I'll bite. He goes, Rhea, go with all those snacks. You're going to ruin your dinner. Because we were high and we had gone down to the front desk to buy a ton of snacks. And we had like three drinks each and a ton of chips and candy. And we were carried back up to the room.
He's just, you know, like I said, you met him. He's like an insurance guy. And you're like, I don't want to talk to you about your day. Like, I just want to eat this popcorn. But then he goes, what are you guys going to do later? And I said, I want to go out and find the snake man. And he goes, you going to hunt snakes? And I go, no, it's a man with a shopping cart full of snakes. So he already did the hunting for us. And he was like, oh. And then he told us he had a snake in his house.
This is what happened. There was, at this point, a young dude also got on the elevator. Beep. So the young dude and the three of us heard this story. And all of us, I think, interpreted what he was saying differently. What I heard from this man was, I was doing work at my house the other day on my computer, and I stepped away for a few minutes, and I came back, and a 7-foot snake was there. I assumed this was in his house. Heather assumed he was working on the patio.
No, he said, I was in my office, and when I looked out, I saw a 7-foot snake.
I thought the snake was at the computer. When he came back to the computer, and so I kept saying, I don't understand how this guy, how a 7-foot snake on this man's house, and he didn't see it.
We have it solved. He was working inside at the desk. He looked out the window, and then when he looked down, snake right there.
Right in front of him. He thought it was a cord. It was a snake the whole time.
That's happened to the
best
of us.
But I could see the wheels in the young dude's head turning too. And he was like, I don't understand this story either. None of us understood it.
You're in the elevator, and we were all on two, and this guy was on three, and you're just up against the wall going like, if it fell and crashed, we wouldn't die, and he would have to stop talking. So I hope for that. Mm-hmm.
Well, after dark, the park clears out, and it's better to stay away, according to locals. Journalist Maggie Duffy approached a local in Child's Park when investigating the lights. The woman, Shay Johnson, told Duffy,
I thought it was a story my mom made up because she didn't want us to go down to Booker Creek, so she told us there were many lights. It was these small people that'll kill you if you go down there.
Johnson also confirmed to Duffy that she will not be telling her 6-year-old son the same story about the lights. Would I tell my kids that they left the house? Some creatures were going to kill them? Probably not. But is it effective? Yes, it is. So, you know what? She never got taken. She lived to give that interview.
I got told the boogers were going to get me. And she would say, the boogers are going to get you. They're going to take you in the Kmart bathroom and dye your hair. And I won't even know it's you. And they're going to leave with you. And I was like,
Nancy McKinney.
My God.
Who now tracks Heather on her phone. See, it hasn't stopped. She's still worried you're going to get taken.
I'm always safe. If the Scientologist... Here's the thing. Leah Remini, she's doing a great job trying to bring them down. She's trying. She's doing good. But you know who they haven't faced? Nancy McKinney. I'm just saying, if my mom in Scientology beefed, my money's on her. She is unstoppable.
Oh, yeah. Any cult versus Nancy, I'm on Nancy's side.
Same. Agreed. Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah.
She's team up with Rick Ross.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she deprogrammed someone.
First of all, they need a show. Give them a show, somebody.
Oh, yeah. She, as she says, jerk a knot in their tail, which just means you say something they need to hear in a rough way that maybe you could have said it nicer.
But it's you need that jerk in your tail.
Jerk a knot in their tail.
Keep you in line, yeah.
Them things are going to kill you. Don't go down there.
Childs Park seems a likely candidate for the former location of Minnie's house. A concrete slab that resembles a house's foundation stands in the park, lending more credence to the tale.
And it does look like there could have been a house there at some point. It also could have been built as part of the park, TBD. But that does, if you were thinking this person's house was torn down wrongfully by the city government in order to build a park, which has happened and still happens a lot, and they wanted to curse it, I think the foundation of the stolen house is a good place to start.
Well, St. Petersburg's Thrill Hill has played host to many lights, according to Erie, Florida. Thrill Hill runs over Salt Creek in the old southeast neighborhood of the city. Once a trolley line, according to the St. Petersburg Times, the bridge was giving its rhyming moniker.
Because its humpback design can cause speeding cars to go airborne.
This is where you go in high school. This is where Christy would have gone to high school if I had gone to high school in St. Pete's.
Fucking launching off
gone
of
down
it.
On the pipe and then gone over Thrill Hill. Nothing was called by its real name. Everything had a nickname.
You started the pipe. Y'all started
the
pipe.
Oh, yeah, you started the pipe. You end on the hill, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. That might be the last thing you do. So you got to end on the hill. You're getting airborne. In an interview with the Tampa Bay Times, Frank Sang, a manager at Old Southeast Market, which sells Thrill Hill bumper stickers, said,
I've seen carloads of kids, some of them sitting with their butts sticking out of the window while they're gunning it. You hear them screaming sometimes, and then it's like, okay, someone just went over Thrill Hill again.
With their ass just hanging out of the window.
That is skillful to be able to go ass out and gun the car.
Oh, I didn't think they were driving. I thought it was like a passenger.
Everybody's got to go.
Oh, well, then everybody. Very impressive. If you can go ass out and drive the car at the same time.
It's not a thrill.
After being at the pipe.
You have to have.
We did smoke a lot of weed at the pipe. So, well, that is how your ass gets out.
Yep, 100%. All those tracks. You have to have 100% of asses out of the car.
Or it doesn't work.
Or the
many lights don't show themselves.
There's no thrill.
Some of those kids may be gunning it for a good reason. According to Friends of Salt Creek, some residents have spotted the mini lights around the steep bridges area. The bridge's sharp angle would offer the perfect place for otherworldly creatures to hide out in the marshy lands. You know what else hides out in the marshy lands?
Goddamn gators.
Gators. So round of applause if you've ever encountered a gator while living here. I feel like it's very common. I lived in South Florida for 2 years and saw gators daily. God. You're just driving down the highway and like the canals next to it, they're just swimming along. You go to the golf course, they're laying out on the golf course. I told you I had a huge ass iguana just walk down the sidewalk to the store I was working at.
You don't.
There's shit everywhere.
God, you just don't own your city. They own it, and they're letting.
Yeah, you're just.
It's like the chickens around here. You're just. We're.
Oh, there's a lot. I'll go ahead and say it. I've already made this joke 3 times, and Heather goes, "Make it again tonight because it's funny."
I'll laugh.
I said the city's lousy with cocks, because there's just roosters everywhere.
I saw one.
So many roosters
with glorious plumage. It was beautiful.
Some are very majestic looking. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard one make any noise.
They were
cock-a-doodle. Respectful.
They were cock-a-doodle-dooing this morning.
Oh, they were? I slept early. Right through that.
Yeah, you did. It was, okay. They were screeching at me. One of them came right up and was like, ah! Like,
at each other?
No, at me. It was not afraid. And I was like,
oh, when you were out, one approached you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was filming the good-looking one, and I would say it was an above average, but standard.
It was cock-blocking.
It cock-blocked me.
Thank you. That was a brand new one. It felt different. It felt better because it was the first time.
Yeah, I think it was jealous, but it was a good looking one. You know, like if you bought a dish towel with a rooster on it.
That's a dish towel
model
rooster.
Yeah. This other rooster was like Andy Warhol. It was just.
Whoa. Just.
Whoosh. And it
feathers
was
everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It did its own spin on the chicken thing, like Andy Warhol with the banana.
Well, there you go. On the I'm So Pete Facebook group, Who in here belongs to the I'm So St. Pete Facebook group?
So anybody? We got a hand raise. It's a competitive.
Nice. Okay. All right.
It's a competitive place. There's a lot of posts that are just like, I'm so St. Pete. I went to this and this restaurant back before it got turned into a Chili's. And you're like, fuck yeah. And people are like, yeah, me too. And someone's like, I've never been. It's like, you're not really from here then.
You're not so St. Pete then. So, you're just kind of St. Pete.
If you get think off you're our group, St. Pete, you better bring it.
Mm-hmm. Residents there have shared their experiences with the lights throughout the years. One user, who might be in the audience, born in the early 80s, wrote,
I heard this so much growing up as a kid. Never believed it, but I did hear it.
An older resident, born in 1957, insisted that Minnie Lightning's house was located at the corner of 5th Avenue South and 61st Street, adding,
It's been there forever.
Well, if you're so St. Pete, that's who you need to go to find out where Minnie Lightning lives, because you've been here from the beginning.
They know.
Do you think, is she alive?
I don't think she is, because she...
But she's a witch.
Well, yeah, then yeah, she's around.
Okay, yeah.
She just moved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think she just, like, flew off somewhere.
Yeah, if you're a witch.
She's still around. Yeah, so her house is just a structure. She can't be kept in there.
She can't be contained.
None of us can.
Fuck yeah.
It can be dangerous to assume the location of the powerful witch's house. The book Eerie Florida contains the tale of a dangerous 1978 case of mistaken identity. A woman who some neighborhood boys presumed was Minnie Lightning herself was targeted when a young girl in the neighborhood had gone missing. A crew of angry teens determined that she was taken by Minnie Lightning and her little green men showed up to a house they believed belonged to the witch. According to Eerie Florida, they surrounded the old white house, assuming Minnie was holding their friend captive inside. The young men began tossing rocks while screaming for the woman to let their friend go. I dare somebody to show up at my house, even if I have taken someone. Be throwing shit at my house and screaming at me.
No.
In the middle of the night. No.
Not today, motherfucker.
We're all asleep. I'm not a monster. If I take someone, we all have like regulated sleeping hours. So
oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
You
wait till the day.
It's nighttime. Yeah, let us all sleep. God, if they came to your house and woke the kids up,
dude,
go to hell.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, that's when come. I'm like, that's when why I have two little men that protect me.
Mm-hmm. It's called Petal and Kate.
Oh, Petal, good luck. Give Petal a bat. Good luck. Nobody's getting out of that situation alive.
A little bat in her mouth, her snout.
Yeah, uh-huh. The homeowner had enough and opened her door, screaming at the boys.
Minnie Lightning, don't live here.
The boys would have continued throwing the rocks, if not for the police who arrived in short order. When the missing teenager reappeared without incident a few days later, the boys' anger turned to guilt. One of the crew told the book's authors that they pooled together all their summer job money and gave it to the homeowner at the end of the summer in an act of contrition. Gracious, the woman took the funds, but also warned the boys that she
knew the real Minnie Lightning and she would have her little green men hunt them down if they ever came back. Yeah, keep the ruse. Keep the ruse going.
She could have just taken the money and been like, that's so nice, but she didn't do that.
Mm.
And that's why she's in this outline.
Fuck yeah.
She said, yeah, I'll take your money. Also, if you fucking dare do that again, I know why you were here. And by I know the real Minnie Lightning, was she the real one?
It could have been.
Who's to say?
When someone hands you the envelope of cash, open it up, you're going to count it. Make sure it's all there, then close it, and then you go, you know what, I am a witch. And then,
I mean, we're all witches if we want to be.
Got paid, and they got scared, mm-hmm. So it's a win-win. It's a real Hannah Crana situation, where it's like, maybe I'm a witch, maybe I'm not, but don't fuck with me. You don't want to find out, mm-hmm. Especially if there are people with bats involved, like baseball bats involved. Are you unjuiced?
Yep. So I'm going to let you figure that out while I keep reading.
Okay.
Okay. It could be that the mini lights frequent all of these areas. The waterways and sewer systems would make it easy to dart.
Is that plugged into a hole?
As soon as I said, I'm going to let you figure this out, inside my brain I went, why the fuck did I say that? I'll figure it out.
Hey, will you
and
turn
I'll
that
read
on?
This
there's
at
a,
the same
there's
time.
A thing. Will you get that?
Thank you. Plug. Oh, is the plug over there?
Is it better? Did it come on?
Yes.
There you go. Thank you.
What's your name?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It came unplugged over there.
It was a power switch. The power switch was off, but
damn.
Anna flipped a switch.
Anna, and I would like to formally apologize to you because I criticized you when you started walking over there to take care of this because the plugging system is here. So I thought you were headed the wrong way, and I want to formally apologize.
Thank you.
And you never steer me wrong, and I shouldn't have thought you.
You question a lot of stuff, and I like it. You vet things.
Well, there you go.
I'm pretty loose with the choices I make and the decisions. Like when I texted you and said I'm going to buy a trampoline, and you said a lot of stuff that made me go, you know what? I'm not going to buy a trampoline. Thank you. She was like, first of all, your health insurance isn't great. Have you called your homeowner's insurance company? How often are you going to use...
I know, Heather, and I was like, you're going to be tired of this in a week, and now you're just going to have a big-ass trampoline sitting in your backyard.
You were like, it's going to kill your grass. You're not going to get on it because it's a black trampoline in Texas outside in the summer. And I was like, all right, you're right. I had tested one at the state fair. I got really excited about it. I felt so free.
The ones where they're built into the ground are cool, though. If you were going to do that, that's cool.
Cut a hole in the ground?
Rich people do that for their kids so they don't fall off and break their arms.
I got a shovel.
How do you build character if you don't rack yourself on one of those rusty ass metal coiled springs? How do you build character?
The amount of times our fingers got pinched.
Dude,
we got one.
I lost my virginity to a trampoline on one of those things. It's right up the middle. Right up the fucking middle.
Man.
Yeah, one of my friends got lockjaw from a trampoline. True story. Yeah.
What happened?
I say lockjaw, but what happened was she was jumping and she had her jaw open like, ah, and then she banged our other friend with the bottom of her jaw on the top of our friend's head, and then her jaw got stuck open. They had to go to the hospital.
They got jammed.
I think lockjaw is actually something, a bacteria maybe. This was what we called lockjaw in the 80s, guys.
This is Fort Worth lockjaw. Fort Worth, Texas lockjaw. When you're jumping on a trampoline and you knock your jaw open.
Have you been lockjawed?
You may be entitled to compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
Well, we're all having to tighten up the belt buckles a bit with spending and stuff with inflation, especially around the holidays. People are shopping for gifts and going out more. So anything that we can do to save money, I am here for it.
Absolutely. Groceries, gas, all of that. I'm always looking for different ways to save. And that just has us all thinking of ways to cut back, whether it's driving less, dining out less, buying less for the grocery store. There's nothing fun about doing less, though.
Mm-mm. But that's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With Upside, I don't have to cut back because I get cash back on every purchase.
Sometimes I like to go and write at a place and get a latte when I go and write at a place.
Yeah.
I have coffee at home, but there's something about going to the place to treat myself every once in a while. And that's something I don't have to stop doing because we have Upside, right? You get that cash back.
Exactly.
To get started, you download the free Upside app, use our promo code Sinister, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more.
Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid.
In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside.
Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8-star rating on the App Store.
Download the free Upside app and use promo code Sinister to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more.
That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code Sinister.
Well, it could be that the mini lights frequent all these areas. The waterways and sewer systems would make it easy to dart in and out of the darkness, emerging just long enough to snatch up an unsuspecting pedestrian out after dark, then disappear without a trace.
That was my first thought when we went down to that park. And you see, it's just this creek, and it just goes.
Somebody was going to take you? Or a gator?
Something could, but I'm just saying,
there was very little water. So if a gator had been down there, something's gone terribly wrong. Because there was like this much water in the creek.
They run up on you. You can't see them.
I don't know.
But on this Roser Creek, there's a scientist nearby, y'all. He's a professor.
That's a good sound, whoever just opened that.
Hell yeah,
that White bitch. Claw. You brought it, your own koozie? Nice.
Both of you
brought your own koozie. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, we'll come back to that. Megan, my friend Megan, who is just like top shelf.
Oh, I love Megan.
She's amazing. She's always like at any party function, always got a koozie in her purse. Mm. And I was like, fuck, that's genius. And I always tell myself I'm going to do it. I never do it. But there's a water scientist that works at the university nearby, and he studied this whole creek, and he canoed down the creek. Very brave guy. It was for science.
What? Did he die?
No, he's fine.
Oh. It's very dramatic. I didn't know what was about to happen.
Well, there were parts of it that were too brushy, and he had to get out and walk. And
brushy?
I'm not. He's brushy? Brushy? Brushy up in there, you know.
Brushy.
Yeah.
I mean, call it what
it's
you want.
It's brushy bushes. It's brushy. It's up in there.
What's the difference between brush and brush? All words are made up.
Everything's
fake. Say whatever you want.
Spelling is nonsense.
What is?
Spelling?
Oh, yeah. We recently talked about this.
Come on now.
You know what? We have a world in which we've made rules that we all have to live by. So some things, you got to spell it that way so we all know what you're talking about.
Clear enough. Yeah.
But our brains can read things with like 8 letters being moved out of a... These are things that you discuss late at night in the hotel after your MCs kick in. Well, even if you see something strange out in the fields and brushy creeks of St. Pete's or brushy, it's hard to know whether you've truly seen one of these many lights. Resident Michael Alexis called them
short green creatures,
while others describe them as glowing orbs. Local Denny Smarrow told journalist Maggie Duffy in 2016 that he had heard legend 50 years prior when he was just 10 years old. He told the Times,
"I've seen a lot of things coming up as a child. I've seen a small creature and it was like floating. I don't know what it was. And I never did go back and tell anyone about it." And let's just say Maggie Duffy did a wonderful article on us for the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you, Maggie. Are you here tonight? I don't know if she made it or not, but she... This man was 60 and had never told anyone this story. That is the mark of a really good journalist that you can be like, do you want to dredge up this childhood memory that you have? And it's done because they film these interviews. It's just done in such a empathetic and everyone was very open to
tell her.
Probably
why I talked to her.
That's right. She's badass.
And to hold on to something for 60 years. That is power I don't possess. I don't have that kind of willpower. I'd tell everybody I knew about this.
Anything I see ever, I'm just like, turn the podcast on. I want to say words.
The book Haunted Florida Love Stories, you all need to go out and read that as soon as you get home.
How is that not like a series on Lifetime?
Oh, yeah. Quotes witnesses who have seen glowing creatures with blue hands or bluish greenish creatures. Others are called
gray, bald, and small.
Words like
undead
or
ogre
have been thrown around in relation to the monsters. Witnesses describe scaly-skinned men dressed in green clothing with their faces painted. Well, they sound sexy. Others still have seen no figures at all, just glowing orbs of light, either green or pale. When a figure can be made out, it is described as having either red or green glowing eyes. Perhaps the many lights are shapeshifters, or perhaps the waterways of Florida house a myriad of treacherous monsters that look even more menacing after nightfall.
I think if I saw a gator in green clothes...
If I saw a gator in any clothes, I mean, I would talk about it for
sure.
Who
got that t-shirt on that gator?
Yeah. That gator's in a little suit. Look how cute that little gator looks.
Oh my God, business gator.
Who? Business gator. Yeah.
Just a little tie.
But I do think that there are a lot of things that live around here that look more menacing after light because eyes glow. And there's a lot of shit around here that you just, their eyes are glowing. Gator eyes. You just see those two little orbs poking up out of the swamp.
Fuck.
Well, other versions omit Minnie the Witch from the legend altogether.
Rude.
Erie, Florida included a tale about a troll under the Roser Park Bridge that would attack children crossing the bridge and then eat them in the dense brush below. One local, Alex, told Erie, Florida that the key to staying safe was staying on the cement and off the grass in order to avoid being eaten by the troll.
That's just good advice. Here.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
Stay off the grass. You don't know what's in there.
Things lurk beneath
gators,
the
snakes.
Blades.
We're convinced these are just running rampant in your fair city, which, to be honest, we have not seen any of that. You're way more likely to be taken by a rooster than anything else because there's a lot and they can team up and they can fly a little, just enough to like get you somewhere if they needed to. If they all like grabbed on with their beaks, probably move you for a few feet.
Do you think that rooster was trying to give me a message and I missed it?
Oh.
Fuck, I was too distracted by beauty.
No, I think that rooster was trying to send you a different kind of message.
Yeah. It's like, fuck you.
Though the lights may get you out walking off the grass or even just being out late after the street lights went off, there is a way to conjure them if you are feeling particularly brave. The key is repeating the phrase,
mini lights, come out tonight,
3 times near the bridge area. Doing so brings forth the glowing creatures, but that may be the last time you're ever seen.
Thinking about the correlation between chanting something 3 times and mm-hmm. getting got.
Like Candyman?
Yeah.
Like Bloody Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking if you're out in the brush and you say mini lights 3 times, you're going to wake up.
There's a chance?
The gators.
Why risk it?
You know? I'm not saying anything out there.
Mm-mm. When the location of Minnie's house was thought to be known, another way to lure the lights out was to circle her home 3 times, chanting the rhyming phrase or simply yelling,
Minnie lights!
This is not advisable as no one knows her true location. There was also a woman known to locals as Screaming Mimi, who would come out on her porch, yell Bible verses, and wield a gun should rowdy teenagers looking for trouble get too close.
Shout out to I'm So St. Pete, because this legend was, everyone was like, do you remember Screaming Mimi? They're like, every time I tried to walk home from school, she screamed at me. I was like, the correlation between the Bible verses and the gun, it's like, Jesus died for your sins. It's like, Jesus.
If
yes,
they're
Jesus.
Walking across her lawn, she has the right to scream at them to get off.
She had a real loose description
of
lawn.
Yeah, it stretched real far.
I think it was everybody that walked by. I think if you run around in circles around anybody's home, you're going to fuck around and find out. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
I'll scream stuff at you. Adults who grew up with the legend and who to this day understand it's merely something their parents told them to keep them inside after dark still refuse to say the conjuring phrase. The risk is too great. It's likely not real. But there's always that question in your mind, what if it is?
That's a horror movie moment right there mm-hmm. where you're like, I'll say it. And then you get got in front of all
your
friends.
I think that's like every horror movie where, another 3 thing, Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's right.
It's a lot of 3 chants.
You gotta say them 3 times.
There are 2 main theories on the real culprits behind the mini lights. And it should come as no surprise that both involve alligators. St. Pete was once home to a bustling gator farm located at 36th Avenue South and 6th Street South. The 1-acre farm held 1,500 alligators, ranging in size from 8 inches to 14 feet. Newspaper reports from the 1930s described the large reptiles as laying lazily in the sun, but
when aroused, they become the most vicious beasts imaginable. I mean, same, right? I'm unstoppable.
We can't fault them for that.
No, we get
that. We all become a different version of ourselves when we're aroused. But I don't want to be around a gator unaroused. Certainly not aroused.
No. And 1,500 on an acre.
That's so many. I've been to a gator farm as a kid.
Oh, man.
I think may have been in Florida. May have been when we came out here for spring training.
That makes sense.
Saw a man wrestle a gator. Saw them hang raw chickens on a line, and then the gators would jump up out of the water and grab them and then take them down and eat them.
What a life. Then
that same place sold gator to eat, and I ate some.
It's just slow learners. They're too slow on the draw and the jump.
They lost the contest. Take out the weak ones. It's survival of the fittest. Gator's good. I will go on record as saying gator's pretty good.
Fluffy meat.
Mm-hmm. Everyone says it tastes like chicken, but they're not wrong. It actually kind of does. It's a little chewier.
But I thought it was more scallop-ish. The one I had. Then again, I vomited.
I had
for
it fried.
Like
so I don't
8 hours.
Know.
I had fried little gator nuggets, and I got like the worst food poisoning of my life. It was from a booth at the state fair. Yeah, it was my fault. I get it. But I still think that I'm like, I can't eat that. It's going to make me barf. It could be the most gourmet alligator meat.
Mm-hmm.
Got that. It's like the grapefruit. Tastes like vomit. You're like, I can't have that.
Yeah, no, it could be a great grapefruit. I still don't want it. Mm-mm. Contributing writer Jabbar Edmond wrote a piece in the Weekly Challenger called Mini Lights, Folklore as a Way to Deal with Trauma. In it, he described how alligator farms would use black children as bait to lure the beasts from their cages. It was not uncommon for children in the community to be kidnapped and used on these farms. This has led some scholars to believe that the lights seen were the lanterns of kidnappers on the way to kidnap the children.
There is material from the time that shows little black children on like a fan that says like, come and watch the gators get riled up. So they knowingly were doing this. It wasn't, obviously it is a marginalized community. And when they're out, they you obviously can burn a woman's house down and nobody really did anything. So I think it was maybe kind of understood, but Jabbar Emin did a really great piece on it about how, yeah, if you, and this folklore, the Many Lights folklore is predominantly in the Black and African American community. And so he said, you know, the writer was like, if you're a parent and you know that's happening, you don't want to tell your kids they're going to, you know, that would traumatize them. So just going, oh, there's these wicked lights and you just have to be able to come in, because you would see these lanterns of people basically going and kidnapping children.
Well, and it's also another way to keep your kids home.
Yeah, that's in general. Yeah. But this was a specific threat too. Mm-hmm. So
well, other theories are alligators themselves. When standing on their hind legs, yeah, they do this. Mid-sized alligators can appear as tall as a small adult. Because their eyes contain a reflector system, when light hits them, the alligators will appear to have two glowing red eyes. If a giant reptile lunged from the water, its glistening back could be a reflection of water dripping off its scales. A scared teen out for a late-night park visit could easily mistake a fast-moving gator for a supernatural force hell-bent on dragging you under the creek's waters.
I gotta say, if I get to choose between a gator and an unknown, inexplicable ball of light, I'm going with the inexplicable ball of light.
Every time.
Because maybe it'll take me to space where all those fucking new telescope pictures are.
Oh,
you guys seen those?
Gorgeous.
The James
Amazing.
Watts, what was the
There's all sorts of shit up there we don't know about.
Yeah.
And then Tommy, the other night, is like, you know what's real crazy, though, is we're never going to find out. And I was like, God damn, babe.
Fuck.
Dark. Yeah, we're not, but we don't wonder, because we were like, there's people like us. Like, there's other planets, like, with us, but, like, we're never going to meet. We're never going to know each other.
Not unless the next time we take a picture, somebody's staring back at you. They got to sign up.
They're taking a picture? How embarrassing. It's our telescope and their telescope. It's like the picture you and Tommy took of each other today in the lobby.
We didn't know. I was in one part of the lobby. Tommy was in the other. We didn't know. And we took pictures of each other for the group thread. It's the bits we do throughout the day. But yeah, that space telescope, I think there's another version of us out there. Has to be.
Another possible explanation is the scientific phenomenon of ball lightning. Many supposed supernatural occurrences can be explained by this hard-to-capture event, which has happened in my family twice, I recently learned.
You were touched by the ball.
I wasn't, but my brother and mom claimed to.
Uh-oh.
Ball lightning has been described in thousands of eyewitness accounts as hovering balls of light, ranging in size from a softball to a bowling ball. Usually the light balls are white, yellow, orange, blue, or in rare cases, green. They can appear to be hovering in place or moving rapidly across a space before disappearing.
And that was what your family saw, right?
So my mom says when she was a little girl, she remembers being in her house and ball lightning coming through the house. And it happened very quick and was like, it was over before she could even register what happened. But my brother says the same thing happened in our house growing up to him, but he doesn't know if it really happened or if he's just heard my mom's story so much that it's a false memory. And this is why we can't ever trust our brains.
Mm-mm,
who knows? But he says he was sitting in the living room and a ball of lightning came through the wall, went across the room, and then went out the other wall. I did not see this happen, but it does happen, and people have been electrocuted just in their house by ball lightning.
You think you're doing everything right to avoid lightning, but not here. It'll get you anywhere.
You're just
every square mile.
The Price is Right, and you fucking get lightninged. Yeah.
I was watching The Price is Right this morning in the lobby.
Nice.
They changed the audience setup. They're in pods. They
don't run
from very far away, so it's not as pleasing to have to be like, when you're getting out of the seat. No, yeah, it's like, it's probably because of COVID. Yes, it's safe. I get it. It's nice. I don't like it. I don't like change. Drew Carey was hard enough for me to wrap my brain around.
I still haven't come to terms with that. Bob Barker till the day I die, because he already has. But is he alive?
Is Bob Barker? Bob Barker lives.
I apologize.
Let's all celebrate. Bob Barker didn't die yet.
Let me Google how old he is.
He will.
Bob Barker, I know you're listening, so I'm very
sorry. Spay and neuter your pets. That's what he says. Always spay
and neuter
your kids.
Bob Barker alive? ? He was born in 1923. What does that make
you him? I always like on Wikipedia, because within seconds of a celebrity dying, someone's like, was
98? God damn.
Wait, he died in 1998?
No, he's 98 years old.
He's 98.
Make it two more years, buddy. You got this. We just need him two more years. Don't you say a word.
He's trucking along.
You, Betty, what? You were the reason.
Oh, I didn't kill anybody.
You tempted fate. 2 weeks before Betty White's death, Heather said, "Oh, I hope she makes it to 100. Wouldn't that suck if she dies right before she turns 100?
It was a fair question. Yeah, it's my fault. Sure, it's my fault. It wasn't her old bones and organs failing. Yeah, it was me that aged her. It wasn't time.
She could have gone several more years until Heather stepped in.
Yeah, it was me. I'm the witch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the rest of them. I'll get Bob Barker next. I'll get him next.
Don't take him.
Don't. Then you know what? If you don't want me to kill Bob Barker, I just got to sweeten the deal. What do I get out of it?
Him being alive. His presence is a present in our lives, Heather.
He does keep cats and dogs population down.
That's true. Yes, he helped the pet population quite a bit. Did I ever tell you? I've told you before, my soon-to-be sister-in-law in just a couple weeks won the Showcase Showdown.
I believe
so
badass.
I talked about that. Yeah. The thing nobody tells you is they make you pay taxes on all that shit they give you so you can deny it, which is what she did with most of it. She's like, I don't need a C-do. And the taxes are crazy. I felt the wind that was so close to my face.
You were just saying that you wanted a C-do.
I do want a C-do. It would be weird for me to have one because we live 4 hours from water. So I just have to keep it like docked in my driveway the entire time.
On that old green lake by Lake Ray Hubbard.
Oh, or White Rock?
There's a
I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
I think it can't be motorized on White Rock, but there's only one way to find out. We get the Sea-Doo. White Rock Lake is like this big. Big enough for at least one Sea-Doo.
Big enough for three bodies to have washed up from it in the past 6 months, though.
It's
so
bad. It's become a bit of a dumping ground, indeed. It's sad. And northern suburb just started just washing away all their diarrhea into the lake right by our house. So
who
it's
did
great.
That?
Plano, Texas, everybody. That's right. Someone booed Plano. Well, they poured shit in my lake. So, yeah, boo Plano. Get your shit together and keep it. Keep it in Collin County.
Real bougie diarrhea, too.
Like, is this caviar?
Coming down from the suburbs. Mm-hmm.
A rich suburb.
Mm-mm. Well, there are several theories. Scientists still do not know what mechanisms create or power ball lightning. This is about to change. Two professors and lightning scientists. Yeah. What? No one in here has a cooler job than that, or at least a cooler title.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Sonnenfeld and Carl Stefan are on the hunt for ball lightning stories. Stefan told EOS Magazine,
"There are literally dozens of ball lightning theories because it's an unconstrained situation. There are virtually no data. Anybody can come up with a theory, and you can't prove them wrong."
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
That's everything.
Yeah, that's the best.
I mean, really, you're like, yeah, I mean, you can do tests and stuff, but you could also just forge all that information.
Well, that's what they were like, we have like 5,000 reports of ball lightning dating back to like the 1700s that people wrote about in their diary, but there's no video, no picture. And that, as he said, the written accounts are less substantial, that we need better evidence. And you're like,
two of those 5,000 are in my family. So there you go.
Call it in.
We got two different stories right there. The pair hope to either debunk the phenomenon as something explicable by common scientific means or determine that it is something science has never seen before. Sonnenfeld told EOS that a glowing ball of light moving up to a minute with no fuel source is remarkable, saying,
"That's fascinating physics, revolutionary physics, if you can believe it."
But that's true. I mean, you've seen it. Your family saw it.
And well, I haven't seen it, and they may have seen it. You know, I don't know. I believe them. Yeah.
But when you think about it, if we're looking for alternative means of electricity, and this is something we can harness, get you a ball lightning catching net, we're good. We're good to go.
It would reverse climate change. It would explain a lot of like orbs people see or Marfa lights type stuff. If is anybody watching The Unexplained with Shatner, the new Netflix show? How Shatner is Shatner in that show? It's so Shatner. I turn her on to Heather on a plane. I go, "You better put this on," because he's in a leather jacket and his stool swivels and he's just, he knows what he's doing and he looks right at, he's like,
"That's awesome."
Or maybe it's ball lightning. And he just turns around and looks, but they talk about ball lightning a bunch in this and how it can explain a lot of paranormal type of stuff. And I'm on board. Also, same episode, it's hard to get struck by lightning. This woman had been struck twice and survived. And apparently once you're struck, you're more likely to get struck again because you're a conductor of energy.
And you're the type of person that's going outside in a storm.
No, she was struck by lightning. I don't remember where she was. Obviously, she was outside.
She was doing something.
She gets struck by lightning. For like 10 years, she is terrified of being struck by lightning again. And she's like going to therapy. And then she finally is like, "I'm going to go outside and confront my fear." She opens the door to her home. She does not even get outside. She opens the door.
God.
It just gets her in the threshold.
It was a targeted attack.
She's in the threshold.
It was waiting
patiently, lying in wait until she felt vulnerable and let her guard down.
The second.
She thought she'd gotten over it immediately. Boom. Yeah.
The trust issues you'd have for the
life
like that.
How do you ever go outside again? Rain or not. You just stay inside all the time.
I mean, fool me once, but fool me. She walked out there. That's a shame. Yeah. That's a shame.
There have been over 5,000 published reports of ball lightning, but there has been no concerted effort to collect and analyze data on the occurrences until now. With their newly launched public reporting website, the pair of lightning scientists hope to find whether there is a correlation between traditional lightning and the ball form, or what other natural circumstances may lead to these strange incidents.
Get that ball form lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're I won't say concerned, but their whole proposition with their website, and I was like, oh, we could share the website in the outline. Like maybe it's balllightningstories.net. It's like www.khllae.edu/123/tilde/ampersand. I'm like, this isn't, I can't say this on the air. If you want ball lightning stories, you got to rebrand.
If you want it to be a household name, you're going to have to make it more accessible to the public.
Yeah, you've got to make it easy to remember, like the billboard with the lawyers on the billboard, where you just know that's the number to call.
Yeah. Yeah. Ours is, we have a couple, but Jim Adler.
Texas Hammer.
Texas Hammer. Who's y'all's?
1-800-Vasectomy.
He's a lawyer? He's a lawyer
Ask
for
Gary?
Your balls.
Is it 1-800-ASK-GARY, but then is it also vasectomy? Oh, it's two
different
unrelated numbers.
Things.
I was like trying to be like,
but
they both
can
spell?
Gary give you a vasectomy? I don't know. Who knows what he's capable
he
of?
He sounds like a stand-up guy. Like, he would try. He would put a good faith effort in. He's a counselor at law if he's a lawyer. I don't think that equips you to...
Does this give you the legal right to vasectomize someone? Give a little snip?
Snip of ass deferens? Is that what happens whenever you get a vasectomy?
I believe so. Yeah, it's like, you got a dam and you just break it. So then
break
just,
the dam.
Who knows where it goes after that?
I was good. I was never, great at coloring inside the lines, but I was good at cutting. I could do that. I was real good at cutting.
You're great then.
What you do is like with wrapping paper and you get it at the right angle and then
oh, God
you
damn. Go.
You don't have to chop. There's not even
one
a chop.
One of the top three best feelings in the world
is
getting that scissors just right on that paper and you just glide it on down. Fuck, that's satisfying.
The other best feeling is when you have to fart really bad, but you're a public company or like with someone you don't want to fart and then you like get in your car or go outside
and just let it
rip that ass.
That's a good one.
Feeling too. That's a really good one.
That's a good one for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of another one and now I lost it. It'll come to me in a second. Well, the next time someone spots a mini light in St. Pete, they should send a report in to the lightning scientists to help them shed insight on this mystery. Professor Stefan is on a mission to disprove any supernatural causes for the lightning, and he admitted to EOS that in the world of ball lightning scholarship, he is...
a wet blanket. I like that he's like, oh, you like your ghost stories? Guess what? It's all science and I'll prove it.
Professor Stefan, everyone invites him to their parties because they're like, you're a lightning scientist? Fuck yeah, you must be rad. And then he shows up and he's like, everything is just science. It's science, 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 math, math, math. And they're like, well, we just knew she would have invited you. What's the other one's name? Richard Sonnenfeld.
Yeah, Sonnenfeld.
He's the one everybody likes better. They're, you know, in a duo, there's always one that somebody likes better.
It's like the Odd Couple.
Shut up. We all know it's Heather. Give me a break.
No!
Come on. Yeah, it's fine. I've come to terms with it years ago.
Well, I'm just now hearing about it, so...
Now, it's like, who are the people with the Tigers?
Siegfried and Roy. Tigers ate one of them. He's,
no.
He's okay. I mean, it was bound to happen.
It didn't you eat can't him. It attacked him.
It took a bite out of him. I don't have to...
Out of his face?
If I took a bite out of a cupcake and I go, I ate a cupcake today and I didn't really want the rest of it, you wouldn't be like, you didn't eat a cupcake. You just nibbled it.
I would say that.
I had a big chunk of it. You know,
I got to see how much...
How much of something do you have to eat for you to consider
half,
it be eaten?
Half of it.
Half or more? 51%?
Did he eat half his body?
51%.
2003 tiger incident.
Body?
No, I'm saying for it to be considered... Me saying this tiger ate him. He has to eat half of his body.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this, a 7-year-old white tiger named Manticore attacked him. It goes on to tell you
Wikipedia page
about how the tiger's name has been misspelled. Is that the issue here that we need to talk about? I don't know if that's, yeah.
Splitting hairs. That's a very Wikipedia thing, though.
Oh, Horn was holding the microphone to the tiger's mouth to get him to say hello to the audience.
They don't talk. Spoiler
Instead
alert.
Instead of saying hi, he responded by biting his sleeve. Horn swatted the tiger and barked, "Release!" While standby trainers unsuccessfully attempted to distract the cat with cubes of meat.
God.
Possibly incited by Horn's retreat, the tiger leapt at him, swinging at his legs and knocking him off his feet. This is all from Wikipedia.
That's tragic.
By the way. Oh,
also,
yeah.
If your buddy, if you were being attacked by an alligator, I just want to say, I wouldn't go cubes. I would go slab of meat because they don't want a cube because they've got, I would get at least half of your body size slab of meat.
God.
Because that's not a fair trade.
As trainers rushed in from offstage to assist, Manticore bit into Horn's neck and dragged him off stage. Trainers got the tiger to release him by spraying him with a fire extinguisher.
You
the
guys
last resort available. What do you think they did before that canister? Why don't they have tranquilizers on hand?
Trank darts. Also, like I said, they're giving him cubes of meat when he's got a buffet. No one's like, did you want these oyster crackers or do you want to go in the Golden Corral?
He's got the taste of human meat.
You
want to
go in the Golden Corral? The fuck? Yeah, that was no, I'm not a tiger trainer, and it's great to be a Monday morning quarterback, right?
God.
Like, I get it. But I would use a slab, and the throat's fucked up. Did he live?
Bless him. He did. The attack severed his spine. He resulted in massive blood loss and severely injured other parts of his body, permanently impairing his motor and verbal abilities. However, when he was being taken to the hospital, he said, "Manticore is a great cat. Make sure no harm comes to Manticore." Even after he'd just been attacked by his own tiger, he was like, "Don't hurt," because they knew.
Did
he fucked around and found out. Do we want to know if Manticore lived? Does everyone want to know that?
I want to know.
He told people in September of 2004 that Manticore saved his life by trying to drag him to safety after he had a stroke. This would have been after he attacked him.
So do you think he...
Had they killed that tiger, it wouldn't have been around to attack
him. So a second time? It was like a... Like you... I once heard of a girl who trained a squirrel to tell her when her blood sugar was low.
Smart.
On diabetes, yeah. So squirrels.
The incident, that's what, not the tiger attack is what prompted the Mirage to close this show. It was him having a stroke that closed it down.
Show must go on.
Yeah. Wow. As far as I can tell, Manticore lived.
Especially,
I believe he lived.
If Manticore was responsible for saving his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as I can tell, he lived. I do believe, though, Horn has since passed untiger related.
I didn't do that one. So that's.
Yeah.
I'm glad
he died May 8th, 2020.
Wow.
Oh.
That was COVID. Recent. Oh, he had COVID.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Due to complications from COVID. Well, And then the other one said, the world has lost one of the greats of magic, but I have lost my best friend.
Oh, my God.
What a turn this tragic tale of the many lights has taken. We veered off, but we're back. But, yeah, I think the tiger lived, so we're all happy about that.
And he lived, you know, long enough afterwards, so.
Yeah.
That's a good long life.
But I appreciate if you're going to work with animals and you can't be mad if that happens.
Protect the animals.
Because I think you know going in. What was that show that used to be on Animal Planet? Where the people thought they could have like pet tigers, they end up eating them.
What animal?
Fatal Attraction.
Yes.
Good.
We watched the one about chimpanzees.
They'll rip your face off.
Horrific.
Cute as shit. They'll rip your face off. Also, big ass iguanas. That was the most disturbing one I saw. This guy died in his apartment and then his big ass iguanas.
I didn't think we know.
I
guess they eat meat.
They did not kill him. He died because he had been chopping up raw chicken to give them, and he cut his finger, and he didn't go to the hospital, and got salmonella and died.
Oh, God.
But he wasn't found for days. Well, when you're not around to feed your iguanas.
They got to get somewhere.
They weren't iguanas. They were Komodo dragons.
So
that changes the story a little bit.
I was like,
iguanas are like a foot long. How many did he have? And these were like Komodo dragons, and I think he had three of them, and he was so obsessed with them, he kept his apartment like a terrarium. Is that where they live?
Oh.
So he kept it at like a certain temperature, everything was dark, and he like meticulously and obsessively took Polaroids of them, and then he would show them. He'd show all of his photo books to his coworkers.
He just comes in with a binder.
Like, well, we can't say we're surprised. They were.
Look,
they were in a binder.
Look,
yes.
They're like, I came in here to get.
And then he didn't show up to work, so they called it in.
You got to call it in. Yeah, you can't bother your coworkers with a binder full of Polaroid photos of Komodo dragons.
Many times.
You're that HR worker, and you're like, all right, Craig, we've had this discussion before. You're allowed to have them at your desk. We don't want that. It's upsetting, mm-hmm. but you're allowed to have that. Legally, we can't tell you can't have that. But
you'd be into it.
Stop bringing. Oh, I would ask for a copy of that book
every day. You'd be like, Craig, how are your
snap, crack, and pop. That was their names.
They're not iguanas. For the last time, they're Komodo dragons. And
I'm
they're
sorry.
Fine.
Komodo dragons.
This is how my conversation with him would go, because I would keep mislabeling them iguanas.
What did we? What? Oh, dragons. I was like, I recently watched a video on YouTube of a Komodo dragons eating a, I was eating like.
Oh, we saw that too.
Yeah, we watched it. We watched that.
But it was, it was for dragons.
Yeah, it was for the dragons.
They were out in the wild though. They're fast as shit.
And they had one
faster
steak.
Faster than a gator.
One steak that a human took a bite out of, and then another one that a Komodo dragon, mm-hmm. and it like rotted it because their mouth spit.
They did
an
experiment. Yeah, and that's what kills you. It's not the actual like bite. It's because the stuff in their saliva gets in your system and like kills you that way.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
This night took a turn.
Yeah. Don't worry. We're going to pick it back up in a second with these Crocs. So don't you worry. Don't worry.
It's a joyful place.
In 2017, local artists, the Vitali Brothers, launched a crowdfunding effort to make what they described as a skater horror film based on the legend. The film reached its funding goal, but the production hasn't been made public. Still, the Vitali brothers have left their mark on St. Pete. They are well-known muralists and have created a mini lights mural in Roser Creek Park.
If someone wants to go on Google Maps and create a landmark,
we couldn't find it.
We could not find this. We drove all around Roser Creek, and from the looks of the photos, it's kind of down in it, and I think it's a daylight kind of trip. And
yeah,
it was dark
scared.
And late.
We're scared.
It's dope looking, and they have a proof of concept trailer that they made for this movie that they were like, we're working on the script, we're working on shooting it. I hope it comes out. It'd be very interesting, mm-hmm. incorporating the idea of a skater. It kind of made me think of the Gates of Hell
yeah.
covered in Columbus, where it's an area down, you can skate in the creek if it's not wet, and mm-hmm. then what if the mini lights were real? Or you were that teen that's like, I'm just going to say it. And then all that's left is your skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
Just rolling.
We did see a cool mural today of a very scary Pennywise, and then a Georgie standing there with like his rain jacket on and a balloon. And I don't remember where we were, but have y'all seen this mural?
It says ihorror.com.
It's very cool. Where was it?
Didn't it say ihorror.com?
Oh, yeah. ihorror.com, I think, was the business or something. It was cool.
If you're telling somebody that's your website, you really got to get all the R's in so they're not thinking that you're saying ihorror.com. You have to be like, ihorror.com.
Horror.
And like, why are you saying that?
God.
Not like, I, mate. Like, yeah. I, horror. Like, you can't. Don't say that. Horror.
It's like when I worked at the domestic violence shelter that was called Women's Haven. But when I would email people, it looked like womenshaven.org.
Yeah.
No one thought to shorten our email addresses. We just rolled with that.
My sister worked with a guy and his name was like Steve or Scott and his last name was Kincannon. So he emailed Skin Cannon everywhere and I loved it. You just get an email. It just always goes to spam. And it's like, I don't want to know if I can make my erection last longer. Delete. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, it's about a loan document. It's for this mortgage. You're like, all right, Skin Cannon.
I've never heard that. That's such a great word.
So it's like a name for a ding dong.
No, I've never heard that for a ding dong. I'm going to use it now.
I think you can only use it for certain ones. Like sometimes you see one and you're like, that's a ding dong. And sometimes you're like, that's a Skin Cannon. Two different things.
John Hamm has a Skin Cannon.
Jesus Christ, he does.
Oh,
John Hamm. Man, one day we just like Googled
for a long time.
Lane's laughing real hard because she was there.
We just looked up different articles about John Hamm's hog, and there are many.
We're like,
many. One was like, it was like a bustle top 10 about John Hamm, like top 10 pictures. God damn, he can't wear khakis. I'll tell you that. And then there were like all these tweets and jokes. It was like, John Hamm's dick walks into a room 5 seconds before he does. But I feel like if a rumor, it's not a rumor, you can all see it. It's very, very not a rumor.
This is facially obvious.
But at least it's, you know, a compliment to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's probably a real struggle.
I've heard he's a very nice man and very funny. People don't know how funny he is.
Must be so hard to be handsome and successful.
Yeah, and a huge
and funny
dick.
And nice and
what
just.
What a life he must have. Yeah.
Skin Cannon.
Yeah. And a huge Skin Cannon. Yep.
Don Draper.
Don Draper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The art, the sunshine, and the friendly people make St. Petersburg a lovely place to visit or to live. The urban legend of the many lights at its core seemed to develop in an effort to keep kids safe. Whether it was from the supernatural forces wielding bats at the behest of a witch, or the most likely candidate, alligators that developed a hunger for humans, when you're near Booker Creek in any of the city's lovely parks, it's better to stay on the sidewalk. And whatever you do, don't lean over the bridge and call out,
many lights, won't you come out tonight?
Or don't go around somebody's house that you don't know, just screaming at them.
Throwing rocks.
Shit at their house, yeah.
That's just good advice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, don't do that to anybody, whether you think they're a witch or not. Well, so what do we think?
Well, having been out there, there's a lot of brush for any number of horrific things. And I think if you saw something glowing, run.
Yeah.
Because it's either ball lightning or regular lightning if you're around these parts.
Or something with eyes.
Or it's gator eyes looking
or,
for you.
Or, yeah, they're little creature eyes. Yeah.
Who cares? If it has a bat, I don't want to go against someone with a bat.
Gator makes sense, too, because gators are green and everyone reports these are green. So, I don't know. I don't want to – I'm not going to tempt fate, but I think that – Mini Lightning is still around, and these men are, they're still a ride or die.
Yeah.
They're
she
out.
Was like, I don't want to live at a park. I'm going to go move somewhere, have the park. But then the guys were like, not on our watch.
No, this is our park still. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, most people retired to Florida. She retired
from
to
Florida.
The north. She went north. She's in Jersey.
That's mm-hmm. right. She sold me these Crocs off eBay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're from eBay. What? I buy my clothes off eBay. Where do you buy
because
your clothes?
They weren't available at the Crocs store anymore. She had to pay 3 times retail to get those.
I did. It was okay.
Yeah.
I saved up.
Mm-hmm.
I cashed out part of my 401k. Okay. That's fine. If I put the money back, they don't charge me a penalty. It's okay.
Well, if you guys have ever seen a mini light, please send it into our Freaky Friday because I'd love to hear some mini light stories.
That'd be great.
I feel like most urban legends, it's a cautionary tale to keep kids from finger banging out at the park late at night.
Yeah.
Got to keep them home. So you threaten them with their life.
Yeah. Tell them something's going to kill them. That's the quickest way to get kids to stop doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, it works, you know?
Yeah. Threats.
All these people that gave their memories of it live to tell the tale.
And all of them, they said, the interviewers were like, will you want to say it? And they were like, no. So, there you go. Uh-huh. You know better. You know better.
Yeah. They're like, I'm 57. I made it this long. I'm not going to tempt fate now.
Because as soon as you say it, the mini light's like, I've been waiting for you this whole time.
Just like that lightning.
Yes.
See, the second you let your guard down, mini lights are there to grab
you. They get you. Mm-hmm. They get you.
It's a lifelong thing. You got to respect the lights till you take your last breath.
They will.
Speaking of respect,
Mad
everybody,
respect.
if you've been to a live show or you've listened to our live shows, you know that this is the end of our topic, but it's not the end of our show because we do a little bit called Judge Christie. I have my trusty gavel. Heather has her bailiff's badge. Yeah, it's going on. My lovely father-in-law, who is here tonight, gave us both of these. So thank you, George, so much. So round of applause if you are a member of our Patreon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. First of all, we could not do what we do without you guys. So we sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. So you know this bit, but if you don't, what we do is, in a moment, we're going to ask you to yell out, I have a grievance. If you have a grievance, and someone will bring you a microphone and just a petty grievance. No bummers. That's our only rule, but something, it can be with society or someone you have here that isn't here. But, just tell us in a couple sentences. If we need more information, we'll ask you. And then I rule on it, and my rulings are final. My jurisdiction is global, and there are no appeals.
It's the highest court
in the land, and Heather is my bailiff slash law clerk, so she will fact check things. And we said before we did Judge Christie, we were going to take a tiny shot out of the tiny crock shot glass.
Crock shot. And...
Which almost didn't happen. This is why Heather was so panicked earlier, because we had this whole bit plan. Then it went missing. Now it's back. So
shout out to the staff at the Improv, by the way. One of whom got on his hands and knees to look for a crock gibbets on the ground. It was amazing and iconic. Yes. Thank you, everyone. Please take care of your servers. Because
and
I know.
To Christina, who we were telling her about this, and she goes, oh, I got you. Just call from the stage whenever you need what you need.
So
we need... What's the highest? We said we're going to do top shelf tequila because we're doing it out of a tiny glass. So we just need like one relatively large size shot of tequila. And then I'm going to get a Corona with lime to use this thing.
Is there a Corona that has closed bottle?
Yeah, like, we got to have a closed
bottle. I'm going to open the bottle with this if that's possible. And then, just a shot of tequila. I have a lime. Do you need
with,
a lime?
Oh, yeah, with lime and salt if we have...
They do, yes.
There's a bottle opener on these crocs.
Sorry. One of the features, if you join Patreon, there's an unboxing video, and the giblets that come on here, we got a parasol umbrella, some ice cubes.
We have a working shot glass.
A tiny shot glass, lime, and then this is a parrot bottle opener, and then there's also a lost shaker of salt, which is about as, it's like as big as a salt shaker.
If only it was real.
I went through TSA,
have everything we
need. And the lady was like, is that perfume on your shoes? And I said, no, it's a salt shaker. And she went, a salt shaker? And I said, perfume? And she goes, they make little bottles of perfume that go on the crocs.
You're like, well, guess what? They make little bottles of salt, too.
Well, I go,
we all learned something today, didn't we?
I said, they make, like, foot perfume. Like, it goes on your crocs. And she goes, yeah. I go, well, I'm new to crocs, so I don't really know everything. And she goes, really? And I was like, yeah, really, man? I go hard. I went in hard. I didn't get a plane.
You did.
Oh,
it's just like you with weed. You had never smoked weed. And you're like, where's that 10 milligram edible? She said, fuck it. I'm going all in. You never had a pair of Crocs. You went for the best ones right off the bat. That's how you roll.
Right off.
So while the drinks are making their way to the stage, Heather likes to get our Judge Christie started with a grievance of her own that I will rule on. So, Heather, what is your grievance this evening?
Your Honor, there's a practice in the legal field called forum shopping. And forum shopping is where you bring your case in a court that you think you have the best chance of doing well in, or a judge that you think would be on your side. And this is an instance of that. Because okay. I'm going to tell all of you, I know how she's going to rule on this.
Oh,
quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
But I want to bring it anyway because I am mad. I am mad. I want you to all know that this is a safe space. I am not going to say a word about the plot of Stranger Things because I'm not a fucking monster.
That's why you asked me earlier if I'd finally watched the finale last night.
Yeah, which I'm like, I'm not going to say
anything. We're not going to spoil anything.
Nothing.
I promise you that.
We're not those people. But Facebook friends of mine have posted memes that have, and luckily I binged it like the day after we got back from Milwaukee. I had all kinds of stuff to do for 4th of July and I was like, sorry y'all, I'm tired. I'm going to watch all of Stranger Things. So I watched all of Stranger Things. So I got it out of the way. But then I started seeing all these memes that would absolutely have spoiled it if I hadn't seen it. And even though it didn't spoil it for me, I was still mad. And I was
you
like,
should
fuck
be.
You. I didn't unfriend. Oh, I should have.
You unfriend and block. You don't just unfriend. You block.
You block them forever.
Yeah, they need to know what they've done.
That's like unforgivable. Here's the thing. I'm not... Turn my flashlight on. I'm not...
I'm telling you, I keep turning my flashlight on too on accident.
They're doing something. Apple. So I wrote my grievance down because I didn't want to forget it.
Okay.
I wrote, people who post spoiler memes or articles online openly without putting a warning, not all of us can binge things in advance.
100%. You should be banned from the internet.
Yes.
Don't, what is your problem? What are you trying to do? Ruin it for somebody else?
And I'm most of the time, there's a lot of stuff I don't care about watching. So if someone was like, this new movie and I wasn't going to watch it, like Paris will watch movies and he's like, this thing was so horrifying. You're never going to, or I'm like, just tell me what happens. Cause I'm nosy, but I'm too scared.
That's like me with Hereditary. I'm like, tell me the plot word for word about six times. And then finally I was like, I'm just going to watch it. Turns out when you know all of that going in, it's not as scary.
Not as scary. I read the movie pooper.com on that cause I wanted to know it, but I didn't want to like have to watch it. So, but that is my, Why do that? Do they do it for attention?
Wait a second. We have to backtrack to this website. You just... Movie Pooper?
Yeah, moviepooper.com. It spoils movies. You go to Movie Pooper. It's alphabetical. They have a section of stuff still in theaters. So if you want to look, they've like...
Did not know that.
And they have like a one paragraph or like a full plot by plot description. So you, if you were like, I don't know, I just want to know a little bit. But if you want every... twist
every little
turn.
Detail.
MoviePooper.com's got you, yeah.
Well, that's where, if you want to spoil, go to that. Don't go to Facebook because you're not expecting it.
And then like a group chat or like making a reference, I'm like, that's not, you're not cool for doing that. Shut the fuck up.
No.
I'm mad. It didn't even ruin it for me.
I legitimately have got into arguments with people over spoiling stuff.
I won't even, and I know how you are. And so like, I will say, I watched this thing. I think you would like it. Like, I wouldn't be like, you have no idea the twists and the turns. And then this happens.
Even that. Even.
You don't want to know about it. I just
tell you. I'm riled up. Even if you say, God, you're not going to believe what happens. That is a spoiler for me because now I'm watching it the whole time going like, shit, I'm probably, a twist is going to happen any second. So it affects how you watch it. Don't say anything. Just say, you should watch blank.
That's what I have
tried
to do.
And then leave it at that. And then you can talk about it after you've both watched it.
And you've truly, I mean, in many ways, made me a better person. Many ways.
That's very nice of you.
This is
same
thing. But this is one of them that when we first met and I would be like, oh yeah, it's the one with the, and you were like, shut up. And at first I was like, oh, right. Okay. But no, you're 100% right.
Thank you. I should never
have doubted you for
now,
a second.
We do have a difference because you feel like there is a point at which the spoiler no longer applies.
I think
something's been out like 15 years.
Yes.
I don't feel that way because, well, okay. We all think different. I don't know if I'm wrong.
I have this badge on.
A different opinion.
I don't know if you know what that means.
Because much like you're like, we can't all binge stuff
Correct.
In a row. What if I just haven't got around to watching
Star Wars?
Somebody, it doesn't matter. I still am not. If somebody's like, oh, you should go watch blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, is that where this happens? Like, I'm not going to spoil it for you. So.
I read somewhere online where someone's mom had managed to go all this time without seeing Star Wars. And
I
was
saw
like,
that.
Could you believe who Darth Vader was? And it was like, that's
like,
great.
To live your life. And she was that's like great. In her 70s.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she was alive and could have gone to the movies when it came out, but did not. So. But the meme posting, because it gives it away. Like maybe Baby Yoda Mandalorian memes, all right. I mean, they sell toys of that in the store and you really don't get the whole, you don't get the whole understanding of it.
I've never watched it and I don't feel like anything is spoiled for me.
No,
for
it's
that.
Great. It's a fun
show. I just like little Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
And I know his name isn't Baby Yoda.
it's Grogu.
Yeah. What, it's but grocery that's store. What we like to call them. So, yeah. Well, I'm 100% on your side. Those people should be banned from the internet and have their computers and phones taken away forever. And, what you gotta do is you gotta find out what they haven't seen yet and then watch it and then you spoil it for them, but just DM it to them so nobody else gets it spoiled for them.
Yeah. I'm not gonna ruin everyone's life. Just I forgot.
My thing that I smashed my gavel into, it probably has a name. So I was like, what am I going to do? Then Leanne had the great idea. She said, use the shot glass. So this one's
and more solid.
And I was
solid.
Like, what if I break it? Okay. Final ruling. There we go.
There you go. Oh, we have our beverages.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh, this is perfect. Oh, good God. That's a lot of tequila.
That is.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, an
very tiny shot glass.
Oh, this is great. All right, y'all. This is the first time.
This has not been cleaned since it got out of the packaging from New Jersey, by the way. And we are in an endemic and we're going to just fuck it and take this. I wish it stood up. Okay. I'm going to hold it for you.
Okay. I'm going to open your Corona.
Okay. Do it. Do it.
Hold the mic up so we can hear it.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Hold both.
Nice.
Satisfying. Here you
okay,
go.
Okay. Can I use your lime from this? Do you
yes.
mind? Okay, cool.
Okay. This is my water.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's limes there.
There's
okay.
Extra limes.
Cool.
Oh. All right.
Oh, wow. Shit. I'm sorry. It's what like the happened? Splash zone at SeaWorld. I just shot the whole front row. Lime juice. I apologize.
We're going to get you ponchos.
You know what
time.
You do? Y'all know this move?
Christy's sticking.
Spill it. Here we go.
She's sticking her thumb in the Corona bottle. Tumping the bottle upside down. The lime is going to the bottom of the bottle. Retump. Oh, Jesus Christ, your laptop's down there. Turn it. No, turn it over. Turn it over.
I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Turn it the other way. Turn it the other way. There's.
It's spilling when I do it.
Turn your arm up. Turn it upside down. Keep the thumb. Turn it upside down. Keep the thumb. There you go. Now you can take your thumb out. Why would. I don't understand what just happened. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We.
Jesus Christ.
My computer, my laptop's soaking wet. Sorry.
When you said, I don't
normally,
know.
Normally, this is when Tommy would have stepped in and, like, taken it from me. Because he has to, protect me from myself. Okay. I reek of beer. All right.
That's fantastic.
Where's your, did
because
you pour it?
The answer was gravity the whole time. And that wasn't what you went for.
God, damn.
You just
fucking soaked.
Yeah, you're very
smell
beery
like
over here.
Okay. All right.
You smell like college.
I do. Oh, man. That's,
all right.
Okay. So I'm going to hold this so you can pour that.
All right. Pour me something tall and strong. Go here. Oops. Sorry.
Table. Just wipe up. Wash it off with that. Okay. Now I smell like tequila. Did you take a whiff?
I just took a whiff of it. I'll be honest.
Get your lime.
I like a margarita. Okay. And I like, you know, I'll drink a cider, a mixed drink. I don't drink as much anymore because I like marijuana a lot. And so I don't, as a person with a fucked up insides, it's lovely because I can have a good time and not diarrhea myself. So it's great. So
get your glass so you can use that salt.
Oh, I got to lick it.
Yeah. Lick it.
What do I do?
Shoot it. Suck it.
Lick it.
Take lick your straw it. Out.
So don't get me in the eye.
Nose. Okay,
so
now,
lick the rim.
You lick the salt.
Uh-huh.
Shoot this.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Shoot
what?
It. Go. Now suck it. Suck it. Suck it, suck it, suck it. Good job. Good job.
I won't be doing shots anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm 35.
I'll do one in solidarity because I know that. Okay, you
got
to pour my tiny one.
I got
do
you.
It over here.
Not over the laptop cords. Okay. Do it on this middle part.
Okay.
Babies, have you met Baby?
This is Baby. It's Baby's last ride because
Baby's retiring. Oh, God.
It is all over my fucking hand. Oh. Look how tiny this is. This is why they're not used in bars.
We're doing it.
Okay. You're also pouring with your left hand. Okay.
It's okay.
I got
we got it. We got it.
All right. Hold on. What a shit show this is.
You need to lick this?
I know how to do it.
Oh, she knows how to do it.
All right.
She knows. I had to be.
Texas Tech. For school.
All you right. went to Texas Tech for party school.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Here she's doing it. Look.
What? I hope this is.
Lick, slam, suck. Sounds like the makings of a great night. Suck it.
That was actually good.
It was not.
Tequila.
Yeah, this is very nice tequila. I would highly recommend.
Okay. Well, Now that that's taken care of, if you have a grievance, please shout out. I have a grievance.
Oh, right up front.
Oh, I think the
somebody has a microphone.
Here. Whoever has the mic, if you would bring it right down here to the front.
Due to previously losing my giblets, I'm going to put them back, so you're going to see my feet. And I apologize for that, because I don't think people should have to see
we
bare
normally
feet.
Don't drink on stage, so
this is Florida.
Here we go. About to get some loose rulings. Hi, what are your name? What is your name and pronouns, please?
My name is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
She, her. I'm Kelly. She, her.
Hi, Kelly. Kelly and Shauna. Brought your own koozies for your white claws.
We did. It's a joint grievance.
So, oh, okay.
I have recently found out that my bestie here eats string cheese like it's a cheese stick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As in she bites it as opposed to pulling said strings.
I will bite you.
Okay. I got a lot of string cheese in my house, so I got a lot of opinions on this.
Okay. So I
are you talking mozzarella string cheese?
Mozzarella string
okay.
cheese.
Okay, not We're a Colby talking, Jack cheese
no,
stick.
No, not All a right. cheese stick. We are talking polio string
okay.
cheese.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
It talking, tastes, to mic,
yeah,
talking to the mic because
so.
Nobody will hear any of this on the recording or in the audience. It's just us, so put it talking to the mic.
I'm sorry.
No, oh, you're talking you into us? It. Okay, like, put it sorry. Near your mouth so the sound comes out the speakers.
You want me to be even louder?
Yeah, please. It's
sorry,
better.
That's an odd thing for someone to request.
Don't ever
me.
Tell let anybody tell you you're too loud.
So, string cheese is called string cheese for a reason, and it tastes better when you pull the
I do agree
strings
with that.
Off.
I do agree that
right?
the pull is
in any
right?
good court case, yeah. you have a chance to present your argument, and then yeah. after that,
okay.
Present.
So, it's called string cheese,
mm-hmm.
which means you should eat it as a string, mm-hmm. and it tastes better. And if you don't eat it that way, you are in fact a psychopath.
Mm. Like the people that take a Kit Kat bar and just bite all four of them.
Oh,
right out of them.
Fuck those people.
And they okay. reverse. They're like, I'm not sharing this.
So my bestie here feels different from me. Should
okay,
I hand
let's
her?
Hear from. All right. We got to hear
Defense.
Your side.
If you do that, if you pull the strings.
She's addressing the audience.
Then it's like worms in your mouth.
I don't know.
Oh, I've never thought that, ever.
I don't know what cheese she's eating that feels like worms in her mouth. I feel like that's
Have
a problem with
worms?
Her purchase.
How do you know what worms feel like in your
Thank
mouth?
Thank you. That's a problem with her purchase, not with the cheese.
I've eaten a lot of string cheese. And like present day. Yeah. We got a lot of string cheese in our house and cheese sticks. I will say mozzarella cheese sticks, I do a pull. Colby Jack cheese sticks, I do a bite.
It's two different
string
ones.
Cheese,
yeah.
I do a pull. Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, I bite into string cheese.
Oh.
Even the white mozzarella string it down, I just bite right into it.
I have done that if I'm like driving or something, because I do eat the, they're a good driving food. Oh, okay. I have not tried that.
Bite Driving, it with your teeth?
Well, yeah, I just hold it down and yank it that way.
I'm not doing any of that.
But I'm not mad if you bite into the cheese stick, though. I think whatever way you enjoy it best is the way that you should do it. Ooh. Now, Tommy, I have gotten into a discussion with him on string cheese because
discussion.
He takes the pulling to a new level, and he takes an hour to eat a fucking string cheese
because
he's like getting the tiniest little sliver and takes it down and then he's like he eats everything like that. He likes to savor it as long like the amount of times I've been like how fucking long does it take you to eat a bag of chips? Like just eat it and then you're done.
Just eat it.
So I think whatever way you like to enjoy it, it's okay to consume it. I would say I think the manufacturer intended for it to be pulled because it is called string cheese and you can do that on it.
People use things that aren't made for that thing for a lot of stuff. My mind went dirtier, but if you look up
what string cheese,
no,
string
no,
cheese
just anything. You use anything. People use things in the wrong way. It's like that thing my family reads every Christmas. What got stuck in our rectums this year? And it's an article that gets posted online. I can't remember the website, but it's not Slate, something like that. And they take stories from around the country and they talk about different things, like a jelly jar. Some people use that to make a jelly sandwich. Some people use it for their butts. And it's on my butt, so put up whatever you like. If you can hold it, it's like a European carry-all. Whatever you can fit up there, you do you. I'm not here to... It's like they did it for joy, so that doesn't bring me joy. I like it in the mouth part, but some jam. If I'm going to have jam, I want to enjoy the jam. I don't want to get jammed by the jam. Some people do, though. So it's like you're eating a jelly sandwich, and she's jarring it up the ass, and that's okay, and she's proud of it. guess what?
You're both enjoying it just in different ways.
There you go.
If I do that, that's going to be bad.
Click on this thing.
If I almost did that. Did you ever do that at parties?
What's that?
Real assholes. You'd be like drinking a bottle and somebody comes up with your bottle and smacks it and then it makes yours fly up.
No, you rolled hard before I knew you.
I just had asshole friends.
I just want to say, okay. She rolls hard as fuck now, dude. It's awesome.
Final ruling, jar or no jar, just enjoy that jam. I've got my little thingy. I don't know what these are called.
Bottle cap.
Left it at home. No, I don't know. I bet the gavel thingy has a real name, but I don't know what it is.
It's a landing, a gavel landing.
Who else has a grievance? Oh, I saw this hand right here. Thank
you. All right.
Hello. Is that loud?
Hi. Now? What's your name and pronouns?
My
name
is Mariah. She, her.
Mariah with an M?
Yeah, like nice Mariah to meet Carey.
You. Oh, yeah. I would do that comparison.
Mom's
too.
Mom's Carey, so, you know.
Yeah.
Carey and Mariah in the same family?
Spelled the same way, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So my grievance is with a 4-month-old.
Is he here?
No.
Okay.
If you are part of the Patreon Facebook group, you might have seen her. my sister's the one who bought this ticket for my birthday. She should be here.
Your child did?
No, my sister.
Oh, I was the like, grievance fuck, is with 4-month-old her kid. Use a computer? That's
it's,
awesome.
No, it's her kid. We've got beef. Mm. So she refuses. Ooh. To take a bottle. And so my sister can't be here because she's not 21. I mean.
Oh, I read this. About this on the Facebook page.
Yes,
yeah.
I have beef with Scarlett now, and she's 4 months old.
Scarlett. Beefing. Beefing. Yeah. Y'all are beefing.
Yeah. I saw this on the Facebook, and I really liked how supportive everyone was. And they were like, people were like, what if your husband brought her up and you just went out to the lobby and like breastfed her? And then in the end, she couldn't come because it was too far.
Yeah.
But it is, yeah, when your kid only wants the booby, it's hard to get, you feel like you're chained to them pretty much 24/7. Now we said if it was up to us, we would have loved to have met Scarlett tonight. Scarlett could have come, but it's, 21 and up. So she's got a few 21 years.
Yeah.
Where she gets to that point, but babies want baby. I'll tell you, you know who you don't win an argument against? A 4-month-old.
No.
They don't give a fuck.
This grievance is co-sponsored by her mom, by the way.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
that?
This grievance is co-sponsored by her mother, Grace.
I saw
shout
her
out.
Talking
Love
about
you, Grace. Thanks for the birthday tickets.
Thank you, Grace. I will say it is your sister's fault because, listen, you put a baby on your shoulder. You put a trench coat around the baby. Your head is hidden. It just looks like a tiny baby head on a lady body. They're not going
to
stop you. And if they ask to look in the
what
trench coat,
you
go, you can't do that. You can't look in my trench coat.
Big
That's illegal.
Sweater.
That's the law.
Coat.
Yeah. You put the baby on your shoulders so its head's out. Tie the trench coat real tight. Get a cool fedora because if somebody's wearing a fedora, they're official. They're going
to
get thrown out.
It has to be a regular size because if it was small, people would suspect something.
Correct. You have a regular size fedora all the way down on the baby's forehead. Yeah. Down here. It can still see, though, because it has to tell.
It's a real ratatouille situation.
Is it a her, she, her? I kept calling the baby it. I feel bad about that.
It's
I apologize.
Fine. She's an it at
the
moment.
Her name is Scarlett.
Scarlett, get her a fake mustache. And if you have...
Do that regardless.
Yeah, it's
that's
just funny.
That's just fun.
It's great.
It's fun to put a mustache on a baby.
Then your sister has a giant trench coat. Anywhere she wants to go, built-in breastfeeding, they wouldn't even know. They would just be like, wow, that baby human is just putting their head in their coat a lot. You're like, mind your own business. Anyway, I don't have kids, though, so what do I know?
I do, and I concur. Yeah.
Can you imagine Simon on your shoulders? He's got a full trench coat on. It's just your body.
Love it.
And your arms, but they're like kind of lower, and his head's here. We got to do that. I got
Great.
A trench coat.
No, we got to do this just for
fun. You got a judge robe. We'll do it. Baby judge.
Oh,
we're doing it.
Man.
We're doing it.
God, he's going to hate it, but we'll figure it out. It's going to be multiple hands on deck to get that. Ella was like, all these videos come up of her, and she was just constantly laughing and smiling. And he is very pensive and serious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he will laugh, and he does laugh. He's not just like a sociopath. But he is not nearly as like laughy and giggly as Ella. He's my more serious Capricorn. But
he's discerning like you.
He is discerning.
You're not fitting to laugh at something you don't think is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Just like Tommy. Instead of laughing at my jokes, Tommy will just go, that was funny.
That was a good one. Say that was good. I heard it. Mm-hmm. It was a good joke.
Yeah,
you're like no. Chrissy's like no one's laughing at my joke. I heard it. It was good.
It was
very funny.
It was really good. It sucks. I had like the worst luck in the world with breastfeeding, And I commend people that can do it because it did not work out for me. But I also felt like I was trapped and I hated every second of it. And I say all the time, like, that's one thing that nobody tells you is like, they'll tell you about the birth and stuff, but nobody tells you that breastfeeding might be like the hardest journey you've ever gone on and it just might not work for you. Cause so Tommy and I were like, what's wrong when it didn't just happen? And I felt a ton of guilt because you think it should just happen. So, after 2 months, we went to bottles. So don't feel bad, Scarlett's Grace, if you want to get her to go to a bottle and it's hard, but eventually they'll get hungry enough to where they'll take it. Right. That's what happens. Ours took them very easily. So, we were lucky in that regard, but I do understand feeling like you can't leave because you got a little baby warden at home that won't let you go anywhere.
Baby warden. I'd watch that show too.
Yep. Would
Business Croc.
Would watch baby in trench coat, baby warden, baby detective. All these things.
The baby in the trench coat's baby detective.
Baby detective.
You get you a badge like this and people are like, are you a real detective? It's like, would you ask any other cop that? And you make him feel weird about it. It's great. Throw your voice though. Mm-hmm. The baby's not going to say it because he's 4 months old.
So yes. Final ruling. Get Grace. You need a trench coat and a mustache. And Scarlett, we look forward to meeting you. I think there's still tickets for tomorrow's show.
Come on down to Orlando.
Just saying, it's fine with us if Scarlett comes. Final ruling. The bottle cap flew up that time. There it is.
Got it.
There you go. Who else has a grievance? Oh, okay. We got time
for two
more.
We'll do two here. We'll go yours last because you helped me. Or we can do you next.
You helped find.
You go ahead and then we'll end over here.
Electricity situation.
You're very deferential.
I believe your name was Anna, right?
Hi. Yes, hello. I'm Anna.
Anna,
she,
yes.
Her.
Thank you.
So it's a minor grievance with my boyfriend. I dragged him along. He's never listened to the show before.
Well,
so
thank you for your sacrifice.
You're great. I really appreciate your help, too.
What's your name?
Boyfriend.
Andreas Boyfriend.
Boyfriend is his name? Okay.
I don't call him by his name.
Address him as boyfriend? I don't call Tommy by his name unless I'm talking about him.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. So, little backstory. Kind of weird. So, I was washing my hair, and he says, hey, can you, like, wash my back sooner rather than later?
Well, wait a second.
Y'all hit around at the same time? Did you see that clip from the new Kardashian show where Pete's standing there and she comes down the hallway and goes, babe, do you want to come get in the shower with me? And he just throws his phone down and was like, yes, and starts walking. And it was like, yeah, of course he does. So you guys were Kim and Pete in it?
I felt like we yada-yada'd over the juicy part here. So you're in the shower together what's happening,
I mean,
right?
It saves on water.
Yeah, it does.
I get it.
So...
I love that Pete and Kim are together, by the way.
I think about the two of them.
I love
all
it.
The time.
It's my most favorite relationship of 2022.
The decade.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're in the shower together.
So I'm a lawyer. So if a partner comes to me and says, hey, get me that report sooner rather than later, I know that I'm at least a week overdue.
Like,
in trouble and I'm probably fired. But for him, he was like, oh, sooner rather than later is just like whenever you get an opportunity. Mm. So am I right or is he right?
You wanted your back washed?
He wanted his back washed while I was like mid scrubbing my hair.
And you said sooner rather than later. In your mind, you had to stop what you were doing to do it?
Yes.
Oh, no. Finish washing your hair, girl.
Well, and I did. And like it caused a little bit of a disagreement with us where I was
like, because you were like, what are you talking about? I'm washing my hair.
Yes. I was like, I'm busy. No. Yeah. And he's like, well, you don't have to be rude. What?
I asked.
Speak into the microphone.
I asked. I did not tell.
You ask, you did not tell. That's true.
Thank you, boyfriend,
you didn't say, wash my back. You said, would you please wash my back?
I like that y'all are like, we got into an argument. I just want to point out, you're naked in a shower together. Okay?
Nice.
So worst case scenario, you wait a second with some suds on you. That's okay. All right. Sure. Okay.
Well, I know the feeling, though, when a partner is like, I need this pretty quick. That means, like, already done. And if you don't do it immediately, you're going to get yelled at.
Yes.
It's passive aggressive.
But we have to unlearn what the law has done to us. And
the law has done to
us. I have a group chat with some of my former colleagues. It's called Turbo Team. It's pretty exclusive.
Megan, who we were speaking of earlier, isn't it?
Yeah, that was talking about Megan's in the group. My favorite coworker, Stotts. We had Stotts toast. Anyway, we all talk about, because we're out of the law firm game, because you said partner. Do you work at a firm?
I'm in insurance defense.
God damn. Bless you. That's a hard job.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, a lot of trials, a lot of going against different judges and stuff. Yeah. You just got to unlearn that harm that happened to you.
You
got to
separate the law from sexy time.
Yeah, this is safe.
Don't be bringing the fucking scales of justice into that shower with
this
you.
This is, yeah, we don't need to bring
two separate things.
Connor's statues. Here's the thing. My previous career in law actually had the two of us. We weren't in the shower together, but...
But there were times. I don't know what you're about to talk about.
Well, there were times. I think you didn't know why, but
I am going to take this shot, though. Fuck God yeah. Damn, this is a lot. I don't know if I can do the
whole thing. Let's do smaller ones. But, well, I was do you need the shot glass?
This is what was happening. I was up here like, where'd the shot glass go? And then I was like,
I put
it's
it back
here.
In my front.
I could just take it out of that it's instead of a, stupid. Oh, that's smart. That's better than the other way.
But when, of course, now we kind of work on our own time. I do work more on this than I did at the big firm, but I like this, so it's fine to work that much. But I would tell Christy stuff like, okay, I'm so sorry. I'll send it to you. Or like, I'm going to do this. She's like, I'm not your boss. You're not my boss. Like, we're partners. You know, just talk to me about it. And I had this, it's like your phone goes off and it's your work phone sound. And you're like, oh, I got punched in the gut. Like, it just gives you such anxiety. You have like work trauma. Been there. Sucks. Yeah. But you have to understand when you got a gift looking you right in the face and we don't shower together, but... We do spend a hell of a lot of time together. And I think unlearning that he's not a partner in the law firm. He's your partner in love.
Oh.
And those partners.
That's good.
Those partners don't yell.
That's good.
Unless
that's
you're like good. Me and you got stuck on the jungle cruise at Disneyland. I had to yell at Paris because he walked off without me. He came back for me. It's fine. But I got stuck. The boat's low. So I think that's the answer. What do you think, Your Honor?
Definitely.
Can I bang the gavel as you take the shot?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Yes. Your partner in love, not in the courtroom. Keep those, just like church and state, some things should be kept separate.
Don't bring in
our love lives. Our love lives and our work, unless your work is fucking.
Hey.
Then keep those two things separate. I thought I had done something smart and I hadn't. I'm going to hand you this.
Okay. We have our final grievous of the night. She's licking the cup. She's taking the shot. All right. Hit that lime. Well, I can't waste the rest of that shot. All right, our final grievance.
Covered in tequila.
Right, is this our final one?
Yeah.
All righty.
Hello, I'm Kendra, she, her.
Hello.
Kendra.
This is Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
A little backstory. We've been friends for almost 20 years, and our friendship is built on terrorism.
God.
What? On terrorism or tarot?
It's light terrorism.
Terrorism, not the tarot decks.
No.
Like...
Terrorism is different.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Terrorism. Okay.
My grievance is that for
20 years.
Long time. My grievance is that.
Did you meet because of 9/11?
Did you meet?
No, not that kind of terrorism.
Where were you?
Not literal terrorism.
Where were you in the world?
Spell the word you're saying.
Terror. I'm a terror.
Like, you like to be scared. Are you trying to say scary things?
Yeah.
Not
domestic terrorism
against the government. Right, not storming the Capitol.
Talking to two crime podcasters.
Right.
My mind went 9/11, so I apologize.
We couldn't mention
in my head. I was like 20 years. That's about right.
We couldn't mention pet ownership earlier without you being like, you guys want to hear about
tequila and a half a beer. So I apologize.
Things just take a turn. If we talked about cats and you're like Siegfried and Roy got bit up, that's how we are. Our brains go to that. So you mean frightening things?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I have a certain way of showing love, and that is by sending pictures of things that frighten my friends before bed.
Okay.
This has been happening for a very long time.
So you exploit their greatest fears.
Absolutely.
And then you're like,
do you have an example?
I could show
please,
you
please, Caitlin.
Oh, what are you scared of?
We have an example.
What are you scared of? What's your thing you're scared of?
Clowns, birds.
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 Funny looking trees.
Trees?
Really tall.
Really tall. People on stilts.
Yeah. Oh, a baby.
That's unnerving.
Baby.
I get that one. Wait.
Slenderman,
so you've said clowns, birds, trees, people on stilts? I get all of them but trees. Unless it's like a scary tree.
I'm going to narrate this to you guys.
Can I see it?
Yeah, I'll bring it over. Oh, fuck.
What is it? Is it all of those things combined?
There's a lot of stuff on here. You know what, though?
She's about to read your whole
You're
Facebook
coming through
thread.
With the memes and stuff, though. That's a good friend that sends you memes.
I do memes. Love me. I show a lot of love through memes and GIFs, so yeah. I get it. What? Find one. What does that say?
Well, this is fun. This is just a funny meme. It says, I saw someone refer to mansplaining as correctile dysfunction. So that's funny. That's a good one.
Nice. That's good.
Let's see. Funny.
Was that a tweet?
Wait, yeah, it was a good tweet. Oh, fuck. Hang on. It looks like a doll in a thing. It's a TikTok.
Oh.
It's a creepy doll in a glass case.
That wasn't Chucky.
This is the
animatronic toddler from Twilight.
I don't like the pie that looks like a person's bloody face. I do not like that.
Yeah, somebody made a pie that looks like
a ghoulish. Scary monster face.
It's very ghoulish.
Yeah, it's a little uncanny valley. So what's your grievance?
My grievance is she thinks I should stop.
Heather has your phone now. I'm sorry. It's hers now.
Woo!
Thank you.
My grievance is she thinks I should stop, but it's been a long, long time. Like,
you enjoy it?
I do. I truly enjoy it. It's so much fun. She said she's gonna stop checking messages from me after a certain time.
Damn.
I feel like that's a healthy compromise, but she wants me to stop, and I don't think I should.
Well, from what I saw from the memes you're sending, you have a strong meme game.
I'm telling you,
every group's got to have a friend like that, right? That's like, you got the hot one, right?
Who has the hot meme in ours?
Tommy be sending a lot of good memes, but you do too, especially if you go to the bathroom. I hear a lot of laughter, and then I get a lot of TikTok links. It's great. Just the door shuts, and you hear, and then it goes, bing, and my phone goes off. I'm like, oh, it's like we're together. See, we don't shower together, but it's similar. But I think that is a fair compromise. If you just don't check it, and those, to me...
But it's still going to be there the next day.
Right, that's, I'm going to have to see it eventually.
You got
to
take the mic. Take the mic. We want to hear from you.
Yeah. My issue is I have
put
to
put it
see
up to your mouth.
I have to see it eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can't escape it.
No, that's true. I have a different question, though. What about trees scares you?
What did the tree do?
I don't have a fear of trees. It's
What are you scared? Your top three things you're scared the most of.
That she terrorizes
me
with.
Put the mic next to her.
Is clowns.
Yeah.
That's the big one. She loves to find the creepiest clowns and then send them to me. Yeah, she did. She bought me a marionette clown.
Oh.
Like.
No.
I would never.
Now you're cursed.
It's long-going and very deep-seated.
That is terrorism, by the way. That's terrorism.
So clowns, people on stilts, it's a thing.
I don't like it much either. I get it.
Yeah, it's just unsettling. And yeah. Then birds.
Any bird.
So
going outside must be a bitch for you.
It is, yeah. It's a very direct path from where I am
to the
car.
And there's like a lot of big-ass birds that live near the beach.
Yeah. How do you feel about chickens?
No. Hard pass.
Wait, how do you live in a city that's just lousy with roosters?
I don't frequent here.
Oh, you're not from here? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from California, but I also just don't come to the Ybor area in general.
Oh, are the roosters specific to Ybor?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, they're Ybor
they're
roosters.
They're ancestral. I looked it up.
Ybor cocks.
The very nice sound technician was saying that comics always come, and I'd be like, what's the deal with chickens out here? And I was like, you could Google it. They're ancestral chickens that came from Key West, Florida over 100 years ago. And it was the first response on Google. So I don't know what they're doing. Don't go out there then. You got to go through a side exit. Because they're going to get you. They're everywhere.
It's eyes down and just beeline to the car.
Damn.
And if you bonk one on the way, that's not your fault.
I'm doing everybody a favor.
Do y'all have those big-ass ducks here?
Yeah.
Because when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, there was big-ass motherfucking ducks that would just like walk down the street. And when you would see one that had been hit by a car, it was like seeing a child. There was shit everywhere.
God, a crime scene.
It was huge, fucking huge. But they were just like, there were too many. All the big ass frogs too.
Do the ducks stay away frogs. From? There's the ducks stay away from Ybor. It's like a Jets and Sharks kind of thing, right? They don't want to cross in.
The cocks.
I'm not
Ybor,
the person to ask.
Territory. They're ducks are down in South Florida. Yeah, but they with their tiny little
with
webs,
their tiny little
it's
wings.
It's hard to snap when you got webbed feet.
But you can. You just have to work at it.
Yep.
My goodness.
What are you? Do you mind the memes when it's daylight?
I mean, yeah.
So it, you don't want them. It doesn't. The time they're being sent isn't the problem. No. It's that they're being sent, period.
So I suffer from insomnia. So she'll send them when I'm trying to go to bed. And then when I'm trying to just, like, you know,
what was 3 a.m. name again?
Huh?
What was your friend's name again?
Kendra.
Kendra.
Right.
Kendra.
Kendra has a great maniacal laugh.
Kendra, I appreciate the evilness, but also if this is your bestie, maybe you have like an hour a day you can send these memes.
I can concede to that.
An hour a day. Also, what's Kendra's greatest fear?
People not liking her memes.
Well, it's also clowns, but...
What is it?
It's also clowns, but she does it to, like...
Well, you gotta fight fire with fire.
It's... Fun is relative.
Send back the scariest clown memes you can find.
No, because that requires me to look for them.
Yeah, well, sometimes, to prove a point, you gotta
take the medicine.
Okay? You gotta sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
I'd rather just give up social media.
Damn! I mean, that's, no one has regretted doing that.
You won't get any Stranger Things spoilers, so that'll be good.
Or you desensitize yourself to these clown problems.
It's been 20 years, so I'm thinking there's no desensitizing.
You know what? I have to disagree because I'm not as scared of them today as I was 20 years ago.
Exposure therapy.
Yeah.
I think our power is the answer. I think, Kendra.
Our power.
Save it up. Save up 50 of them if you have to. However many you want to save up, you save them. And then from 2 to 3 p.m.
You can send like one
every
a minute.
Thursday, the shit is going down. Mm-hmm. And just bam, bam, bam. Send it so much that Facebook's going to be like, we think you're a robot and we're going to stop you. And you're like, fuck. And then they look at the contents and go, I hope that's not a robot. If it's one, we have to destroy it. It knows too much. Hour of power. Pick a day and a time and just go for it. And then you would just know, I'm going to go get a massage from 2 to 3 on Thursdays, or I'm going to go for a run, or I'm going to go to the movies and turn my phone off.
You mute notifications during that time, and then you get somebody else to go in and check your phone so they can, like, scroll past all of it and send a bunch of messages so you don't have to go back up and see it.
You need a horror meme proxy.
Okay.
Send your proxy to read the messages and then filter out the good ones for you.
I like it.
I think that's the answer.
I think that's the answer. Where'd my thing
go? Corona lid is long gone.
Oh, it's flown off. Okay, here we go. It's like I'm hammering some kind of weird thing. Oh, she's got the tiny shot glass again.
I'm going to do one more croc shot.
One more croc shot before we... Here, I'll toast you.
Ready? To Tampa.
To Tampa. To Tampa.
To Tampa. To St. Pete's.
To Clearwater. The mini lights. And to all of you that came out tonight, thank you so much to everyone that came out. Yeah, get a look. We still got one chunk of salt left for one last two. Do it right away. You got to do the line before you get the eh. That's the problem. You're letting it get on you before you do the lime to get it out of there.
I'm such a fucking dork. They had to teach me how to smoke a joint because I was Bill Clinton-ing it. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that I don't know how
I'll
to properly
what, though,
do a slammer shot.
On the streets of Salem when Tommy was like, get over here, and showed her how. That hit different after that. She was like, fuck, I've been Bill Clinton-ing it this whole time. This wasn't right. Yeah, well, so now you learn how to take a tequila shot, too. Put that bitch back on there. There you go.
Sorry.
Well, thank you so much to everyone that came out tonight. You guys have been such a great crowd. Thank you to the Improv. They've been great to us, so please be great to them. We got to get our picture. Wait, I'm not in it.
I was just doing the crowd. Everyone,
oh, okay.
Scream.
Scream. Ah! If you are a VIP, just stay seated. They're going to tell you what to do. If this is the end of your night, thank you again. And as always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Thanks, y'all.
We love providing Sinisterhood to you at no cost. So if you like what you hear, consider supporting the show by donating to our Patreon. We're a small operation, creating the show for you by researching, writing, recording, and producing it ourselves. Any amount is sincerely appreciated and helps offset the cost of making and hosting the show.
As a thank you, you'll also get some sweet perks like ad-free episodes, a Sinisterhood sticker,
membership to our exclusive Patreon Facebook group for those in Ruling the Airwaves and Getting Into It tier, a special shout out on the show, a monthly bonus minisode, and patron exclusive video and audio content, including a People Presenting Things slideshow to learn how Crocs will change your life, as well as relationship advice, Am I the Asshole, Judge Christie, Dear Sinister, True Crime Headlines, and more. And patrons in our Getting Into It tier are able to vote on a bonus content segment each month they would like to see us live stream. This month we did Fesshole Confessions and had such a great time recording the studio together and talking about wild shit everybody in the chat's done. It's so much fun to do it.
Heather broke me at one point and I just cry laughed for probably 5 minutes straight. Couldn't even talk. I think about that every day since it's happened and laugh again. It was.
And shout out to, I believe it was Letty who brought up a callback joke from our last live stream with the Skella boner costume.
That's true.
It was so good.
Yes. Yeah. You also have the fun perk of access to our Discord server, where you can connect with other fans in real time and discuss the latest in true crime, share personal ghost stories, or just post adorable pictures of your pets. We hop on occasionally, and we host monthly Q&As on Crowdcast, where you can ask us all your burning questions.
For our patrons not in the U.S., you have the option to pay in pounds or euros, saving you the cost of the conversion fee. Annual memberships for all tiers are also now available. These make amazing gifts for the holidays because it's the gift that gives all year long. Plus, when you select this option, you are rewarded with a free month of membership.
Absolutely. It's really a great gift. We've been getting a lot of messages of how do I gift it? And it's very simple. You can use your friend, lover, companion, enemy, whoever you're going to gift to. Just use their email, sign them up, or you can just use yours and then print out a little card or something and give it to them. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Really, mm-hmm. It's not even like, it's like so much content that you get that you're giving them a gift a week.
Plus, you get the entire back catalog. So it's like 400 hours of bonus content or something like that. We've posted like 400 past things. They're not each an hour, but like hours and hours of bonus content and then everything for the year going forward. Mm-hmm. So basically what I'm saying, if you give them a Patreon subscription, they're going to owe you big time. Uh-huh. And isn't that the point of giving?
For more details on all of this and specific member tiers, visit sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top banner. And make sure you stick around after our sign-offs to hear your shout-out.
Well, speaking of great gifts for the holidays, so many of you have always let us know whenever you're giving sweet Sinisterhood merch as gifts to those that you love the most. Definitely do that this holiday season. There's nothing better for a Sinisterhood listener than getting a mug, a tote, or even clothes for your kiddos. If your friend had a new baby and they're a listener, it might be fun to get him a little Sinisterhood onesie. Whatever you want, you can shop it at sinisterhood.com. Click on shop on the top banner.
We're going to be adding a new shirt very soon, too. We're just waiting on the go-ahead to start plugging that, so it'll be a good one for the holidays.
I'm excited. Keep your eyes on the website, sinisterhood.com, and click shop on the top banner.
The best thing you can do to help us grow is like, review, and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please tell a friend who you think would like us to check us out. You can also share any episode by clicking the three dots in the top right corner and share topic-based playlists from Spotify by visiting sinisterhood.com/playlists. All of this means so much to us and really helps podcasts like us get more exposure.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Sinisterhood Pod, like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood, and follow us on YouTube and TikTok at Sinisterhood Podcast. Christy, where are you at?
I'm on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace and Twitter and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I'm on Twitter at MCK versus the World and on TikTok and Instagram at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting the show on Patreon. Here are your special Patreon shoutouts: Michelle Martin,
Andy Masters,
Devin Dittmer,
Faith Mitchell,
Elizabeth Harvey,
Heather Powers,
Anna Pears,
Jackie Burrows Anderson,
On Wheel,
Halen Dingle,
Samantha Scheller,
Tessa Britt,
Emily Guerra,
and Nikita Green. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We could not do this without you. We hope we pronounce your names correctly. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep it creepy.
Sinister.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.